This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Doogie.
I almost pooped my pants.
Dieter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided to pee on his shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, he made me poop, mother effer.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo. Charlie is here.
Hi.
Jeffrey is here.
What's up?
What's up?
Yep. What's up? Finally got the mic. Got the mic situation figured out since yesterday. So.
Finally. What do you mean we finally got the mic?
No, because yesterday the problem was you guys could hear me. I couldn't hear you through my headphones.
What?
Now,
wait a sec. I don't think we can hear you now.
I can't get you.
If I scream, I'll over-modulate the whole thing.
Is he saying something?
I don't think so.
I don't think. Yeah, I
whatever,
think
but welcome. But we're in Gallup, New Mexico.
Finally, Jeffrey has come back.
No, it's not.
Finally, Jeffrey has come to New Mexico.
Finally, Schnitzer is here.
Hey, man.
And we are all on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are in, as Jeffrey has told you, we're in Gallup, New Mexico, I believe. We are in, I haven't seen much. I don't know. I know that we are in a pocket where we barely get any internet whatsoever. We may, at some point, have to fire up this satellite, which is on top of the bus. We've never used that.
Does somebody have to climb up there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But we've never used that, and we may have to at some point this morning, because when we pulled in, when we stopped yesterday, I did a speed test on the internet. We were getting less than 1 megabit upload speed, so that's not a lot. In the main studio, Doogie is running the board, so get ready for some errors.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Doogie. And Nads is answering your phone calls.
Hey, guys.
And you can reach us, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can text us at that number. That comes onto the bus in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. That also comes in real time as well. But the best way is to pick up the phone and dial 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll get to email here in just a moment, I hope. Let's see here. Shelby sent an email and says, I must have mentioned something about CNN yesterday. Shelby says, don't ever listen to CNN. It's been proven by Alex Jones and others that CNN is fake news. Nothing but lies. The same with ABC as well. So there are two news outlets you never want to trust, right? Fake news. Shane writes, yo, Rover, sounds like Rolling Glory 1 is fueled by TA and Moonshine Slushy. Maybe have Dieter go back to school and finish medical school before your next trip. He can take care of all of you guys. Well, someone needed to take care of Dieter after he tried to eat the big Texan steak last.
We didn't see him until 5, 6 p.m.
Oh, he was out.
I don't know what happened to him. As soon as we left the steak place, he was gone till 6.
Yeah, he got into his bunk. We didn't see him the rest of the day. What happened?
I just had to pass out to digest it. And the rest of my body shut down except for my digestive
system.
The colon?
No, the colon is a major blockage, and there's been no movement since. So I need something today to help pass it. And I said I'm not dilated enough, like a pregnant lady. I'm not there yet to actually have a bowel movement. I'm probably halfway there, so I don't know when. If you see me during the show run out, you know what's happening.
Do you need some sort of stool softener or laxative?
I think you should try one. It's not going to help things.
I'm not a fan of that because I don't want that to affect me then the rest of the trip. Because what if it keeps going and going and going and I have no control? I just know it's going to be a one major, hour-long dump and I'll be good. So I'm just going to let nature take its course and hopefully something today. Like the coffee, I think coffee helps, and a bran muffin usually helps push things out.
It's 6:30 p.m. though. He was already ready to eat again. It was really amazing.
Yeah, he said he was starving.
Yeah, he's like,
he was starving. He was ready to eat.
I got to get something else to eat. And we're like,
he had all day to get something to eat, by the way, and then waits until the bus is leaving before he says, oh, we need to stop somewhere and get some food.
Well, Rover, I think I had an excuse. I ate 71 ounces of steak. I couldn't even get out of my bunk. And then once we started to get up and move things, I go, you know what? We should eat before we go. And everybody else wanted to eat, not just me. Yeah. Jeffrey, Charlie, Snitzer was eating a burrito.
That's fine. So, I just think from that we have to...
No, that won't happen again.
Work the time that we're leaving is the time that we leave, not the time that everyone goes to get food.
No, there was no places to walk. But yeah, yesterday I had an excuse. I will eat before we leave next time.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, I will too.
Oh, okay.
Make sure I eat before I leave.
Let's see. Jim writes, I was watching the steak challenge. Dieter did a hell of a job. There's a local place where my friends and I tried this about a year or two. 80-ounce steak with salad, baked potato, and whatnot. This one is like $35 if you don't finish it. None of us were able to, but I believe Dieter could get it done. Some others should join. I don't know what that means. You have to call 24 hours in advance to have the meat cooked. It's known as a biker bar, so I know that's up Dieter's alley. And maybe now Charlie's, too.
Oh, yeah.
With his scooter. He could pull up, put that right in front of the place.
Give me the meat.
In the back. Dieter, I had someone email me yesterday, and they said that the reason you failed is because you got it cooked medium. They agreed with me that you needed to go rarer than that in order. It was too chewy, and you got chewed out.
That's possible because the outsides were pretty burned and pretty chewy. That was the parts I was having the hardest time with were the both outside ends. So I don't know. But then the middle, though, was cooked perfectly. That's what I was worried about. I was going to get to the middle. It was going to be raw if I went medium raw, and I wouldn't even be able to get it down. So
why wouldn't you be able to get it down if it was – I mean, it's not going to be raw, but it's going to be pretty red, but –
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. What if it's bloody raw? And they're like, "Hey, you said you can't take it back, so now you're stuck with it." And I'm gonna be eating this bloody meat corpse. I was like, I went with the medium. I'm still sticking to it. I needed more time. I don't know if it was less talking. If I should have started right off the bat as I was cutting, if I should have done that.
Wait,
but
you're blaming the talking?
Oh yeah, talking didn't help.
You said four words during the whole thing.
Charlie kept nonstop showing me pictures, talking. I'm like, you gotta talk.
I showed you one picture of. I tried to give you inspiration. I showed you John Candy eating the old 96er.
You didn't need that till after, you know.
I think you did make a mistake. In hindsight, you should have started as you were cutting up this giant steak with your steak scissors that he packs along. You should have been eating as you were cutting. Because I think he cut for a full
5 minutes.
I was going to say maybe 6 minutes before he took a bite of food.
It was 55 on the clock. But I thought I had a 20-minute window. I realize now that I can eat past the 20-minute window. I mean, I ate that entire 55 minutes. So maybe I was just worried if I was cutting and eating, it would kind of get me, take up too much energy.
Sonny writes, I was just wondering how many meals and drinks has Dieter bought Jeffrey on this trip already?
None. I bought all my meals.
Nah.
Oh. So break it down for me, Jeffrey. So you've bought all your meals?
I only accept one, and that was at the one at Hooters. Dieter said he did cover me, and I didn't even ask him.
Wait, where?
He bought all your drinks?
Hooters?
The Hooters in Arkansas.
Yeah, we went to Hooters in Arkansas.
Are you kidding? Were you in heaven, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Well, dude, the girls didn't wear the Hooter shirts. They had jerseys on because it was NFL Sunday. So they actually had football jerseys on. So Jeffrey couldn't see the boobs, but he was staring at the ass cheeks because those still hang out the shorts.
Oh, yeah, did them high-waisted shorties they were wearing?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Robert says he's not a big fan of high-waisted girls with the high-waisted
pants.
No, this is different high-waisted. This is so high-waisted that their butt cheeks are hanging out. I think you can look past that.
Yeah,
and they're like gym shorts.
Yeah.
They're wearing football jerseys. Couldn't see anything.
Well, it was a lot of games that Sunday too. We were watching not just the Browns and the Ravens, but the Vikings.
Speaking of football games, I was on the bus last night and
Monday night.
I came out here. Monday night football is on. Except Dieter, the big football fan, not watching football.
Who was?
No one was watching football. Dieter was out here. The TV was on. Monday Night Raw was on.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're okay. Oh, yeah. We were going to switch back and forth. It was a great day for me. It was either football or wrestling. And we let Jeffrey watch wrestling. I don't think he watched it for more than 30 seconds. He's just staring at his phone. We put it on his phone the whole time.
But it was a
I was staring at during the commercial breaks, but
it was
I watch
a no-go
it all
to
the,
switch over to the football. No-go.
Oh, you weren't allowed
ever? No. Can't miss Raw. No, because when you go to the commercial break, you never know they're going to come back with the match.
Yeah.
So.
But he spends all the time looking at his phone while Raw is on.
Right.
But I was only during the commercial breaks. I was watching the majority of the action.
No,
but
we were asking.
I missed the last match, though. The general rolling of the vehicle sort of lulling me to sleep, so I just said, okay.
Yeah, we stayed all the way up for the main event. Then they go to the commercial and go, when we come back, the main event, the whole big fight of the night. Jeffrey goes, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell did we stay up to, an hour 45?
I think it's 3 hours, too. I think it's 3 hours long.
He must have had something else going on. He had a FaceTime call with a girl that he was going to make from his bunk or something like that. He didn't just decide to go to bed all of a sudden.
No, I was seriously, I was tired. I wasn't FaceTiming with anybody. I went right to sleep. As soon as I crawled into my bunk, I was like this.
So, Dieter, you've bought him just one meal and no drinks? Is that
right? No, drinks for sure. Are we counting drinks? No, I bought a round yesterday at the bar, and then Hooters, and where else did we go to?
Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, Mexican restaurant. I cover all the beers. Oh, yeah, I covered the entire tab at the Mexican restaurant. And then, Hooters, I did both of our meals and drinks. So yeah, it's adding up.
so if you took a guess at what you've dropped so far in just a few days, and Jeffrey is almost. Do you think you could claim him on your taxes as a dependent?
At this point, yeah. I mean, it's for sure over 100. So I'm guessing between 150 and 2, with the tabs. Maybe 150.
So 150 you've already spent on him.
I'm thinking because the Mexican restaurant, the Hooters tab, we were drinking there all day for the entire, all the games. And then I'm trying to think where else we went to where we got drinks. Did we stop at a craft place? Did we get drinks there or no?
No, but we did go. I mean, what about the barbecue spot we ate at Nashville?
No, I think you caught you.
I covered my whole tab at the barbecue place. My meal and my drink.
Yeah, I didn't give you there. We went to this barbecue place. People were getting like ribs and pulled pork. And Jeff was like, just give me a turkey sandwich. I'm like, you sure? He's just like, yeah. So it was just like deli meat on bread. I was like, get whatever you want, man.
Hey, like I said, I'm just watching what I'm eating. So I don't have any bowel obstructions.
That's smart because I ate that barbecue place and they had the spiciest barbecue sauce of all time. And they didn't, that was the only sauce they had. Usually, they have the regular sauce and then the hot barbecue sauce. I love barbecue sauce, so I undid the lid and was just pouring it on my food. I was sweating eating it.
Before you took a taste of it?
Yes. Oh, it was really bad. I almost had to, I think I had to quit eating it because it was so hot.
Well, that wouldn't be a blockage then. That would be the opposite of a blockage.
It was the exact opposite. Right, and I ate the spiciest butthole. Like, it was so spicy the next day. I just couldn't stop.
going. I was just blasting for 45 minutes. It hurt. It was in pain.
We were in Gallup, New Mexico. We're on our way to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. I think we're going to arrive sometime in, I don't know when. I don't know what
well,
the
I
plan
think,
is.
We'll probably wind up in Flagstaff, Arizona by tomorrow
He's
morning.
He's making this up.
He is making that up.
I'm just guessing.
It's
He's
not
just
true.
Completely
I know, dude.
I'm just making
an educated guess. Like I call
uneducated.
Hypothesis.
Right, but you don't want to say that because then people, for instance, we were in, where were we yesterday?
Amarillo.
Amarillo, Texas, and we ran into some fans there. In fact, even fans drove up from Lubbock, Texas.
Nice.
And so if you say we're going to be in Flagstaff, Arizona, people are going to
think we're going to go there
tomorrow. And maybe they live 45 minutes. Let's drive into Flagstaff.
They call off work.
Sure.
And then we never go there.
These guys from Lubbock, they emailed everyone and they said, hey, we want to party with you guys tonight in Amarillo. We're in Lubbock, Texas. And I emailed them back. This was probably at about, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, the bus is leaving at 6:30. So, this is 4 hours from now. We're not spending the night. We're out of here. And that was the last email I saw. Apparently, they were all at work, the four of them. They got up and they
just
left.
Walked out of their work.
They walked out of their job.
Oh, my God.
And they drove, I think, an hour and a half or so up to Amarillo and got there at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And right before we left. So they They were happy to meet everyone.
Yep.
Yeah, they were
and
cool.
we also had a local beer in Texas called Lone Star. It's a local beer there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey was engaging. There were two girls were there, so Jeffrey actually hung out and talked and seemed happy.
seemed
to,
interested.
Right.
Well, now I was talking to the males as well because we were talking airplanes and wrestling and. Like, you know, because like when they told me they were from Lubbock, Texas, I was like, oh, my God, that's where Buddy Holly was born and raised. The 1950s singer.
All right.
Jeffrey was also really trying to meet up with the Funk Brothers yesterday. You know,
who are the Funk Brothers?
He said to me, Terry and Dory Funk, they're from Amarillo, and they have a wrestling school out there. I wanted to.
One time he's going to stop. He said it to us as if we would just know who it is. Like, hey, you and Snitz, do you know the Funk Brothers are here? And we're like. Yeah, we know that because you don't want to look stupid.
Is that a band?
Yeah, we think it's somebody from like the Parliament Funkadelic or something. It's just two wrestlers from the 70s that nobody's ever heard of. So Jeffrey starts tweeting them, can I come to your wrestling school and maybe we could do a couple rounds in the ring or something? Did they ever respond to you?
No, they never responded, though. I thought it was just an idea, though. But it was interesting because the Funk Brothers actually run a wrestling school up in their hometown. Of Amarillo.
Because
when you hear Terry Funk's introduced, he says from the Howard Finkel says from the Double Cross Ranch in Amarillo, Texas, weighing so-and-so, and that's Terry Funk. So they're the only brothers in the history of wrestling to individually hold the NWA world title.
So I think you guys are 4 hours away from the Grand Canyon. So that's
killing yourselves?
Yeah, right? That's your... Ooh.
Oh.
I look
Grand
really...
Grand Canyon. Oh, okay. All right.
Tan.
Dark.
I got a spray tan.
What did you do?
Oh man!
Oh my God! We can see her on camera here. Well, you know, we do try to be diverse here on Rover's Morning Glory, so we have an African American news girl.
Look away from the from
what
this.
What is this?
I didn't realize
she looks like.
Did you get the bronzer?
I got the spray tan, and I haven't washed it off. I'll wash it off tomorrow because I want it to be a little golden. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow.
Oh.
Did you get the bronzer? Did you get level 3?
I got, I don't know. Is it too dark? Am I too dark?
I don't know. You were just...
What is the different levels?
See, when my girlfriend goes, she goes usually about the same time if she's, you know, she'll go on a Thursday before the weekend to get the spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
She'd shower right beforehand, I think. Go get the spray tan. Only level 2, though. Level 3 end up looking like Doogie. And then the bronzer, I don't know if she gets the bronzer or not. But Doogie looks
Well, I haven't. Weird. See, I did it too early because I want it to last for Friday, Saturday. And I did it too early. If you could see my legs, I mean, my chest is so, my legs are black. Yeah.
Well, why would you do it that early then?
Because today I have to get my hair colored. Tomorrow I leave. So I couldn't do it.
What time are you planning on being here, douche?
I'm going to be
here Thursday.
No, I'll be on the show with you Thursday. I'll be messed up tomorrow. I leave here at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And then I land where you guys are at 8:30 tomorrow night.
Yeah, that was my question. So are we going to the Grand Canyon tomorrow, or are we
today.
Going to be in Vegas tomorrow?
No, today you're going to the Grand Canyon. You're going to be broadcasting.
No,
I know. After you go to the Grand Canyon
we're
later
be
on.
The Grand Canyon tomorrow morning.
Correct.
We're going to broadcast from the Grand Canyon, which I don't know. You know, I don't think there's much. I don't know. I think you're going to see a big
hole. It's the largest hole.
And then that's
the grand
about it.
Hole.
It's very cool.
I'd love to see it for a
you
second.
You don't like the Grand? Have you ever seen it?
Flying over it, I've looked out the window and seen it.
Oh.
And then we're going to drive, I guess, Wednesday night.
Tomorrow night
to
into
Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. But how will you get
us? That's the plan.
How will you get a coverage or a cell phone or any kind of signal if you can't get it where you're at now in Gallup, New Mexico? How are you going to get it in Grand Canyon when there's nothing but a hole?
I guess we're going to have to go satellite. That's it.
Okay.
What are you doing over here, Charlie? Charlie,
you
like,
don't understand what you've done to like our bodies with this bus. We can't poop. So I've been so many farts. I'm so bloated. I'm just up all night farting my brains out in my closed little thing. And I just have to, all I have to do is poop so bad, but I'm not allowed to use the toilet. And it's smoking me out up there.
Why can't you go? Are you at like a Walmart parking lot? Is there a store right there that you can go poop in?
Well, we just woke up.
Oh,
so like,
I don't even know where we are. It's just pitch black outside. Hey, remember, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
There's nothing open either. Yes. So there's no, I have nothing on the horizon to go to the bathroom.
Looks like
so.
A Home Depot. I could tell by the, I could tell. We're at a Home Depot parking lot.
What time are they going to open at? 10?
No, they open early.
24/7.
They'll be open early.
Okay, but still.
So.
Home Depot opens early?
Yeah,
I don't know. What time do
maybe
they?
Maybe 8 in case somebody needs to show up for their
contractors,
job.
Contractors, get some drywall.
Still, that's so far away from now.
Maybe
8 o'clock here is.
Yeah, earlier, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Dong Bobbler says that Doogie looks like a Klingon from Star Trek with that big tan forehead. She looks like Mr. Worf. all right. We do have the news coming up, the shizzy. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
There was a dead man found in an airport in Kansas, but the story is the circumstances around how he was found and where he was at. I'll tell you that story next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. We are live in New Mexico on board Rolling Glory 1 as we head to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
It's not the Wienermobile. It's just a bus full of d***s. Now back to the sausage party. Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
Is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
There's a man that was found dead in an airport in Kansas, but the circumstances around his death, the details, kind of surprising. I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. We are live in New Mexico on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro. They have been fantastic. We fueled up every step of the way at either a TA or a Petro.
We went there yesterday to go get food. It was awesome.
And get some go-go juice for the boss.
I'm trying to... Give me one second here.
Are you low on your end?
We'll get to the shizzy in just a moment.
I feel like you're low.
Am I low what? What do you mean low?
I don't know. I feel like your audio is low. I don't know if I should pop you up.
Push it up higher.
Okay.
It's not pop me up. It's pop.
Pop.
Put it up.
Yeah, you're up.
Yeah, you pot it up.
Well, people were saying that it was overmodulated yesterday.
At times, yeah, when you guys were in, yeah. But it was never hitting blue, but sometimes the mics, these mics sound a gazillion times better today. Like, I don't know what's different or how it's different, but sounds really good.
Was it overmodulated when we were in the restaurant, or was it like cutting out because we were using wireless?
It wasn't cutting out. The video was cutting out, but I don't know. I don't know.
Jennifer, I don't even know if I can answer this phone here because the internet in New Mexico is so, I don't know how people do business here. They there's literally no internet.
And you're using every single cell phone provider right now combined together into one.
AT&T just doesn't work. Verizon.
I have two bars.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything. I don't know where we are. I need to look on a map. Are we actually in Gallup, or are we in the middle of nowhere?
No, because we're like in a mall. So this is the hub of Gallup now.
This is downtown Gallup.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the Home Depot parking lot. Apparently there's a Walmart next door. I mean, this is where everything's... This is the happening spot, man.
I was trying to go to Jennifer. Give me one second.
I'm here.
Let's see if I can... Oh, there she is. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. What's happening, hon? Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I've been in Gallup a few times, and pretty much Gallup is desolate itself. You guys watch out for the panhandlers. If you want to give them money, make sure you're not, jacking out your whole wallet. Just take out a few bucks. You will run across some unsavory, seedy characters, but they're harmless for the most part. Just keep your eyes out.
Jeffrey told us yesterday that Gallup has five times the... violent crime rate of the rest of the United States. Is that correct, Jeffrey? Is five times?
That what Charlie and I didn't mention that.
Is it true, though? You can mention it. Is that true? That's a big fact.
This is from the Wikipedia page. I can read it to you right here.
Crime
is a serious problem in Gallup. In 2012, violent crime was nearly five times the national average. As a result, the city has the highest violent crime rate in the state of New Mexico. Gallup saw 463 violent crimes last year, including murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. So, there you go.
Get the hell out of there.
I wouldn't worry about the panhandlers. Charlie's the only one that engages with these panhandlers. And Dieter, I don't know if you've ever witnessed this. I mean, I've traveled with this guy a lot. What do you do let me just ask Dieter. If you're walking in a city, downtown, and someone comes up to you and they start talking to you, they want to shake your hand or they want to put some sort of pin or rose.
Sometimes they're blind.
In your hand.
I don't take it.
What do you do?
I cold shoulder everybody and just walk a straight line. Nothing. If you don't engage them, they don't say anything. But they just they let it go. So I just keep going. I might be like, no, thank you. Or no. I just don't see anything.
Let me tell you how Charlie does it. So you're walking down the sidewalk. You could be in a foreign country, whatever. Someone comes up to you and starts talking to you, puts something in your hand or tries to.
Sometimes it's drugs.
And Charlie immediately stops and just starts talking.
Oh, what's this? Oh, can I have this?
Right. Oh,
I'll talk to anybody.
Then he wastes 5 minutes of these people's time.
Oh, then you have to pay him at that point, right?
No, then they're very angry because Charlie doesn't realize that this is a spiel to get money.
He just thinks it's
like, oh, someone's talking to me out of the blue.
No, but that's the game. You're going to waste my time? I'm wasting your time. You're staying around doing nothing. I don't give a crap who you are. So if you want, you've locked me into a spiel. That doesn't mean you're going to get money from me. But that's what you gambled with me by shaking my hand and you lost. I'm sorry.
That's how you get stabbed. When you turn around, they'll stab you right in the back.
Jeez. Well, see, Charlie, based on this description, Charlie 6-7, Charlie's a reactionary type of person. If someone's going to come up, if a family's going to come up to him and start giving him the spiel, Charlie's going to reverse the psychology.
Okay, but Jeffrey.
So yes, it's like that.
But why waste your own time?
Right.
If you're going to waste my time, I'm going to waste your time. No one's time would be wasted if you ignored them and kept walking.
This happened in Nashville.
Yeah, this happened with a children's charity. A lady standing there, a lady and a guy were walking down that main street in the middle of all these bars, and they're wearing these big red vests, and they say, like, savingthechildren.com or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even notice their shirts, but they're wearing red, and they're wearing uniforms. It actually looks like they're staying outside of an empty bar, like a totally empty one. I think they're working at the bar at first, like, and, you know, sometimes at some places they'll have somebody yelling just out front saying, get in here, we got chicks or, you know, $2 off shots or whatever. So this guy has his hand out. I'm walking the street. He's got his hand out. I shake it.
Oh, God.
So this did Snitzer. So did Snitzer.
This is.
Yeah, but I did something different.
Okay. Why? No, this is, before they even continue, Dieter, could you imagine doing this? Someone puts their hand out and
Robert,
you just
I've been
it?
With you in China where you got ripped off and you actually paid the money. You actually gave the guy money. In the end, you bought fake duck. You bought. Bootleg duck.
That was you.
Oh, you blame it on
that
me.
Was, that
I
was you.
I ate free
that
duck. Who paid?
You,
oh, I ate
you,
Rover paid.
You. Charlie just believed that.
You paid for that
I
duck,
told Charlie
though.
The whole time that we're walking. We're being scammed. We're being scammed. Well, no, I don't think so. No, we're not.
You
no,
were getting
not.
Scammed. I wasn't.
Scammed. He's a sucker. So, all
who
right.
Paid?
So you shake someone's hand.
Well, Rover, who paid at the end
who
of that?
Who paid for that whole trip? Me, not you. So
walking down the street.
I shook the person's hand and said, oh, cool, and walked away.
Oh, then they
but why even shake their hand, Snitz? Why
because their hand's out. I go, hey, what's
it's
up?
It's weird. It's a weird, it's a psychology, it's, I don't know, they take classes on how to do this or something.
It gets your guard to come down if they shake your hand,
and
right?
And it's out, and I'm just walking with my head down trying to find a bar, and they just have their hand out, and you're like, okay, what is this? Lock me in. Now this person won't let go of me. And they start telling me that they're biggest children's charity in the world. I don't know if they're trying to feed children or school them. I don't know what they are doing because I'm just waiting for the spiel's taking 5 minutes and I'm just waiting for it to end so I can go like, cool, but no, I'm not going to do that. She gets out an iPad. And she says, just put your credit card information in this iPad. And I go, well, I'm not going to do that. I don't know who you are.
Right.
Like I'm in the middle of a street. And you just want my credit card. She goes, yeah. What are you saying? I'm a scam artist or something. I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know who you are. I've just met you 5 minutes ago. She's like, well, this is the most world-renowned charity in the world. All we do is help kids. And I go, cool. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you my credit card information. She goes, well, get out your phone, go to my webpage, and then put your information in. And I said, nah, I'm okay. Bye. So I start walking down the street. I just walk away from her. She starts roasting me because I'm wearing my fanny pack. She's like, yeah, real nice fanny pack. You won't even help kids, huh? And she's like, she's screaming. I'm a half a block away. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. Everybody starts looking like, who is this? Why is this guy disrespecting a children's charity? I look like a real a-hole. But whatever, I didn't get scammed.
I just don't know why you engage these people to begin with.
You don't know what's
going on.
This
is how people, you're right, Dieter. This is how people get stabbed.
Nah.
It happened one time downtown. Somebody had said something to a panhandler. They were engaging them, and then they said something like, oh, F off. And they turned around, and the homeless guy took out a knife and stabbed him right in the back.
That could happen, but also, you gotta take every chance that's, you know, if you have an opportunity. Sometimes people just put drugs in your hands. And then,
is it real drugs or is it going to be like fake grass that they hand you and go, hey, give me $100?
A couple times it's been grass. One time it was portobello mushrooms that I purchased. Oh, but other times, you know, you might get some good stuff. You don't know.
Steve.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You're
you know?
On Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Love the show. Charlie, admit it. You have absolutely no street smarts.
I didn't get ripped off. What are you talking about?
Everywhere you go, you have to talk to strangers like that. These guys are absolutely right. Didn't your parents teach you at a young age, never speak to strangers?
I think Charlie would just speak to anybody.
Yeah,
if
somebody wants to talk, I'll listen to him.
Anybody that comes up to Charlie, he'll talk to. Doesn't matter who it is.
But sometimes it'll be funny.
I mean, it's obvious that they're trying to get money out of you.
Because I'm a social person. I like communicating with people.
I don't want to communicate with anyone that's trying to get money out of
you
me.
You know, sometimes
out on the street. Just not. I don't want to be.
Sometimes it could lead to something cool or interesting.
No. How many times is that?
Oh, it's like 1%. It's a lot of bad times.
No, anybody with a clipboard, anything in their hand. Just walk right by, dude.
Yeah, flyers. I don't take flyers. I've got enough balls not to do that. Don't ever hand me a flyer. I walk right by you, you know.
So just shake the hand and
the handshake throws me off.
You see a guy like Charlie, shake the hand, don't let go, and 5 minutes of his time spent.
Not any money though. They were actually, it wasn't just one donation. It was a monthly donation they were trying to sign me up for. I was like, are you nuts? You're going to take my credit card information and then $30 every month for what? And I had blacked out when she was saying the spiel. Like, I wasn't even listening. I was just waiting for her to stop so I could say no. But she knew that. And she was talking and talking and talking. But whatever, I didn't pay anything in the end. Nothing happened. She made fun of me in the streets.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Wait, are you going to run it or you want me to? Because I'm ready either way.
No, you're going to run it.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, we are still talking about a hurricane. Hurricane Jose, we have talked about, and that was along the East Coast. But Hurricane Maria, oh my gosh, moving across parts of the Caribbean, and it weakened slightly to a still dangerous Category 4. Now it's a Category 5, and this sucker, holy Moses, it slammed the Dominica, and it had 160-mile-per-hour winds. Now, these guys can't handle this. The eye wall of the storm was moving on shore, and forecasters say the hurricane will likely travel over the Leeward Islands and the extreme north.
Can I break in here just I mean, I know this is going to sound callous. I'm done with hurricanes.
No.
I mean, I'm hurricaned out.
Are you kidding?
Houston,
take a break.
After Florida, I don't want to. I don't know where the Leeward Islands are.
Robert, this
never
could come.
Been there. Not going to go there.
Maria could come back towards Florida. Back towards Florida. There's a possibility.
I saw it and it looked like it was going to totally miss it, but it might hit some islands again. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
the news is dragging this out for weeks, isn't it?
Oh, man.
They love that Houston so much. Now they make everyone to be the biggest storm of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, no more hurricane. Wow.
Thank you. Unless one hits me directly.
In New Mexico. All right. After making his first statement as president at the United Nations yesterday, President Trump heads back to the UN today. This will be his first address to the 193 members of the General Assembly. So this is the good stuff. A lot of tensions with North Korea and another terrorist attack in London, plus his administration's efforts to bring peace to the Middle East. Trump will have a lot of topics to choose from for his speech. Officials are eager to review the findings of an internal audit today, and this will determine if Minneapolis police officers are using their body cameras as they should. The police department changed their body camera policy following the July shooting death of an Australian woman. She was the one who was killed after reporting a possible sexual assault behind her home. The police chief there claims that his officers are using the cameras more than they did before, while one city official who reviewed the audit claims that some officers never have it on. So this internal audit will really show us how often they're really using it.
Well, here's the thing. If you're supposed to turn it on, and that's the policy, and you don't turn it on ever, you get fired, right? How does it not happen? You should be fired.
You didn't do your job.
Right. That would be like if my job is to go on the radio and talk, and I never spoke a word.
Well, no, you never turn on your microphone and go,
Yeah, I get fired.
I'm doing the talking. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, just the microphone's not on.
Or my name would be Jeffrey LaRoe.
I know, he's just sitting there.
Funny.
A 53-year-old man
I'm sitting here listening to you guys.
A 53-year-old man from Kansas has been missing for 8 months. Well, he's been found, but he's dead. He was found dead inside of his truck at a busy airport. And now his family, they want answers. Relatives of Randy Potter, along with their attorney and a private investigator, they believe that Potter died shortly after leaving his home on January 17th. That was the last day he was seen alive. Police in Kansas City found his body after a foul odor was coming from the pickup truck. And people at the parking spot, they're like, God, something stinks. So that's when they're like, where's this smell coming from? They find
Eight
the dead
months.
Body.
I mean, the people running the parking lot didn't realize that the same vehicle was parked there for 8 months.
Correct. Potter's body, which was found in the driver's seat was so badly decomposed that investigators couldn't initially determine the gender or race, but he was later identified and apparently died by suicide. So that's the problem with this. They're saying the family's saying we need answers.
It's in the front. Right. It's in the driver's seat of the. That's very.
You can't even tell his gender. I mean, that's nothing. Are you just bones?
Right.
Don't you look into the car?
Yeah.
When you get into, I was at a parking lot, and I always look at cars next to me to see if there's people in there. It seems like people take their break in their car. I saw a guy who was sleeping in his car with the. In the driver's seat with the window open, and he was passed out, head back, sleeping. And I'm like, are you kidding me? See, I wonder if he was dead. I didn't do anything.
Now,
my friend,
he gets like long breaks, and he gets like 2-hour lunch breaks and stuff, and he just leaves and he'll go to a parking lot and just go to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the family, they want answers. They want to know, how is it possible that a guy could be dead since January, sitting there, and nobody notices? Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy late yesterday, so this becomes the latest victim in a retail industry that has been rocked by all the online shopping and discount chains. So the Chapter 11 filing is among the largest ever by a specialty retailer, and it casts a lot of doubt on the future of the company's approximately 1,600 stores and over 60,000 employees. We knew this might be coming. It did officially happen last night where they filed for bankruptcy. You don't go to...
So are they going to close all the stores?
No.
Well, they don't know. They just filed for Chapter 11. But I have to admit, like,
that's
they...
That's reorganization.
I do...
He's right.
I only go to Toys R Us once a year. You know, I don't go there
very often.
Don't
you go there, Jeffrey? I haven't gone there in a couple of years.
But you have a gift card from there. From over.
And you have kids.
Well, my kids are too old for toys now. Oh. Knuckleheads.
Sorry.
Anywho, but I remember like when I was a little kid growing up, my parents, there were 3 toy store chains in the area. There was Children's Palace and
yes.
Lionel Kitty City were the other two. were the 2 toy stores my parents took me to when I was little.
Your parents sounded very nice. They would take you to toy stores and stuff?
Yeah, I picked out a nice bike from there.
Oh, you learned how to ride a bike?
Wow.
Nice parents.
Yeah.
No, I've been knowing how to ride a bike, but the bike that I had previously, I kind of outgrew, so I got my first mountain bike from Lionel Kitty City.
Nice.
So.
And finally, today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's just a silly holiday. It's become very popular, so you'll see a lot of people trying to talk like pirates or have some fun with it. It was
no,
first.
You won't.
Sure, you will. I've already seen it on the news.
Arr, matey.
Yes.
The people, the newscaster said, oh, it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr, yeah.
Say
they're
it
the
like
only
a pirate.
No one's going into work today.
Talk like a pirate.
Well, yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day.
Well, there you go.
I just did. I did the whole.
Shut up. That's a shizzy, my friends. On Rover's Morning Glory.
Your phone's begging for it.
Put it in me.
The RMG app.
Yes, that's what I want.
Stream the show, watch the show, connect with the show.
I want the show inside me.
Download the RMG app.
All right, before we continue on, can I get a welfare check on Anthony Schnitzer? Is he doing okay? Is he all right?
Oh, from his passing out?
From his passing out on Saturday. You doing all right, Snitz?
Yeah, I feel great, man. I got some Gatorade in me last night. Got lots of liquids.
Okay.
Feeling good.
Because he was, I was nervous because these fans that drove all the way up, like an hour and a half, everyone goes outside to meet them, take pictures and all that. Snitz? Doesn't get off the bus.
Snitz has a thing. I think he thinks people don't know who he is, so he always assumes they don't want to hang out with me for whatever reason.
No, don't say that's like
Do you do that sometimes,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of...
He assumes that I'm the video guy. People don't really know me.
Uh-huh.
They don't really want to meet me.
Uh-huh.
But when I walked in, I was like, Snitzer, they said they want to meet you. And he's like, I could see he just made a microwave burrito. He's like, well, I just made a burrito. Like, what? Are you going to eat the burrito? And I'm like, yeah, well, like, when you're done, if you want to come out. And I don't want to push it because maybe he needed this burrito to live. I mean, every meal could be his last one at this point.
Right.
So he needed this maybe to survive an extra couple hours. So I didn't push it. And I think he thought that, did you not know they were fans?
No, I knew they were talking to you and stuff, but you didn't come in back in to like get me or anything. I didn't realize what was going on. So, and then I thought we were leaving right then. So that's why I was making my food before we left.
Oh, right. Snitz was making me nervous. I thought maybe he was.
Well, Snitz and I got a big day planned today.
Oh, what's your big day today?
We looked up to see what's there to do in Gallup. There's not a lot. There's some sort of state park.
Oh, why don't you take him hiking out there? Aww. Death Valley National Park or something like that?
What we're doing, actually. We're going on a 3-mile hike.
Oh, perfect.
Up to Church Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Guy just had a heat stroke and a seizure. Yeah. You're going to go out in the 100-degree sun and hike
absolutely
for 5 miles.
Absolutely great. All right, listen, if you'd like to get a resume in for our video director, send it to 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, because we're going to need one after today. Perfect. Are you really going to do that?
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay. All right. I love it.
Smart.
I can't. Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? We're sitting in a Home Depot totally parking smart. Lot. I got to find something to do. So we found. I found the shortest hike we could do. It's up to some really cool looking rock formation it's in the desert. Yeah. And it basically says you're walking through sand the entire time. Yeah. And we'll get to the top. Look at this rock. It's 3-mile loop. Not 3-mile each direction. 3-mile loop.
Yeah. I went to Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo yesterday, which whatever that was.
That looked cool.
I go, what is this? I just got in an Uber, and I'm like, fine. The lady in the restaurant's like, oh, you should go to Cadillac Ranch. I go, all right. I got out there. It's 10 cars just buried in the dirt, like half out, half in.
Like Stonehenge.
Yeah, like
almost,
upright.
But of cars.
Stonehenge of cars.
Right.
Why?
I mean, it was somewhat interesting, but.
Yeah, you look at it, I'd assume, for 3 minutes, and you're like, I get it. That's pretty cool.
Oh, no, you spray paint. So you spray paint.
And that's down. Well, I saw a sign that said it's illegal to do. I was wondering, did you pick up spray paint, or is there some waiting there for you?
Oh, there was some. There was a guy selling spray paint there, but I knew I was going there, so I bought spray paint at the Walmart.
Oh, cool.
And illegal? Everyone's doing it. I mean, I don't know.
I kept seeing a sign. Well, everybody spray paints a sign. It says, do not spray paint, and then everybody spray painting the sign. So I think it's a rule, but it seems like every single person in the world breaks it.
But I was amazed at the number. I mean, this was on a Monday. I mean, little old ladies coming out there, people from Germany coming out there. I go, it's 10 cars. Like, I could do this at home. I'd just bury 10 cars, turn it into a tourist attraction. This is incredible that people are coming out. But
there was that to do yesterday. And then the other thing that was available that I didn't get a chance to see was called a giant pair of legs. And it's literally a man's legs, but they're like 8 feet tall. And that's the statue. That's it. That's all we could find to do in Amarillo. So what'd you guys...
My Uber driver did tell me we could go to the American Quarter Horse Hall of Fame.
What is that?
I don't know. It's some sort of horse. I don't know if it's a quarter size.
Like a pony?
Or like
what
a mini
it is,
pony.
But I drove past it, and it's just like a big Hall of Fame with a horse on the side. So I don't know if there are people in there or if it's actual horses.
It's a museum for horses?
I don't know. Do you take your horse there? I don't know.
Oh, there's one other thing that... The big thing was the RV museum, where you could go look at different RVs throughout the years. That was kind of cool too.
All right.
So the only thing I could find here today was a hike.
All right, Snitzer's last day on Earth. All right, let me take a quick break. We didn't get to talk about this yesterday, but our friend Kevin Hart, who has been on the show a lot, and he hasn't been on recently, but he's been in studio with us a lot. This guy is apologizing. I haven't seen the video. I've just read about it. Apologizing to his wife and kids. He's obviously been up to some shenanigans involving his penis. And there may be an extortion attempt being made against him. We'll be right back. I'll play that for you next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
On a trek to seek out new adventures.
To boldly go where no radio show has gone before.
Invading your city next.
Just watch out for Klingons on Jeffrey's ass.
Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers.
We'll be right back. We are live in where, Jeffrey?
Gallup, New Mexico.
Gallup, New Mexico.
Mexico!
That's right. On board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers, on our way to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. What are you most excited about for the trip?
Just the fact that actually I'm going to actually set foot in Las Vegas for the first time.
Never been there.
First time.
Never been to Las. I've never been this far out west before.
You know what they say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't know about that one. When we talk about it, I don't think it stays in Vegas when we talk about it.
Yeah, but this is the one time you get a free pass. And I got something special too for Jeffrey.
What do you
once
have?
Once we get to Vegas.
Oh, once you
unless
get.
Unless you want me to say it now.
Well, no. I mean, if you want to save it till Vegas, if it's something special that you have for him,
yeah,
you can save it.
I'll save it. Just a little something. Nothing major. No, it's going to help you out. It's going to help you have a good time. Put it that way.
Did you get him some Adderall? Stay up all night in Vegas?
No, he doesn't need that. Well, he does need that. He passes out so early.
Well, you know, Adderall is a controlled substance. So.
No, yeah. We don't do that on this show.
Yeah.
See, Alice?
Let's just wait for Vegas.
Viagra. Okay.
Have you seen this thing with Kevin Hart? I'm going to see if I can pull up the video and play it. I don't know. It's a crapshoot whether I can play
it
or not. No, but
something was going on with him like a month or two ago, right?
Yes.
Well, he was photographed in a hot tub. So they go, you know, what are you doing in this hot tub late at night? And he's just like, hey, it's innocent. I'm hanging out with fans. I'm in a hot tub. What's the big deal? Now this story came out, and it's been the past 3 days nonstop Kevin Hart press.
Well, before that, Dito, remember it was the car. Remember? It was like 5 in the morning, and he was in a car with a girl, and the picture came out, and he's like, no big deal. So I didn't know about the hot tub. But I knew about the car.
Yeah, I thought that's what it...
I remember the car. He was like seen in a car with some strange woman. It
yes.
wasn't his wife. And it was his assistant or something? Was it his assistant?
Or he tried to say it was his assistant.
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Or a female friend. He's like, it's just a female friend. People have female friends at 5 in the morning in their car.
Sure they do. So he was caught with photographed somehow with some strange woman. Well... A couple days ago, he posted a video. I don't know if it was on Instagram or where it was. I'm not going to be able to play it. I don't know what the hell is going on over here. But he posted a video apologizing to his wife and his kids. I mean, just like a straight-up selfie video. I thought it was very odd, the little bit that I read about it. I didn't watch the video. Did you guys watch the video at all?
Yes.
No, I have not.
So explain it to me, Dougie.
Well, I remember I emailed you because on Instagram I follow him. And as soon as that video came down, I was like, oh, here we go. Something bad. I checked all around and I emailed you and I said, nobody's reporting it yet. This is coming down right now. It was him apologizing to his family, his wife, his kids. And he said, look, I'm human and I made a mistake and I made some wrong decisions, but I'm not going to allow... somebody to try to pretty much extort him for his decisions. And that's what this person was doing. Well, that came out and then the story started to just kind of unravel.
I don't know. Maybe Dougie knows more details about this, but it sounds like Kevin Hart banged some hoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that hoe took some video on her iPhone or something. And it tried to get $10 million out of Kevin Hart, is what I read. $10 million. First of all.
Quite a number.
That's a huge overreach, okay? I don't care if you're the president. I don't care if you're the Pope. I don't care who you are. $10 million to keep that a secret? Uh-uh. No way.
They're just going to come back, too. They're definitely going to come back. So start off with, like, $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a... billionaire, I wouldn't even pay $10 million. So they wanted $10 million or they would release this video. He didn't pay. They released the video and the FBI supposedly knows who it is.
Well, there's video of the sex.
Well, there's like still frames of him kind of laying on the girl's lap, like laying in a bed. That's all I saw was the still frames. But they're thinking it's the girl behind all of this. Like, somebody's trying to blackmail him. It's obviously the girl. She wants the money.
Well, I read in the article that I read, it said, the FBI believes they know who it is. It's either the girl who he's involved in the intimate relations with, or someone who had access to her phone. I'm like, really? Wow. They really cracked the case, didn't they?
Yeah, good job, Lou.
Yeah.
There it is.
So there is Kevin Hart with this girl.
She's a stripper.
She's cute.
She's a traveling stripper. And the first frames of the 4 minutes and 47 second videos are pictures of Kevin and is it Montia? And you can't see who's on the bed during the most explicit portion of the tape. But after the bed scene, two people who look like Kevin and Montia are walking around in various stages of undress. And in the reports, they're alleging that it was so easy to film him. He was so drugged out, wasted. It was just like, I'm here. I don't care. Here, let's party, you know? And they say this is not the first woman. And in fact, he's married right now.
Right. You think that that might be the first? You think that's the first time Kevin Hart had an affair? You think?
Well, no. The
really?
Woman...
Well, he made it seem like he was a family man and he got married and he settled down. And
he was. No. He was married before, dear. Yeah. He was married with kids. And he was hooking up with other chicks.
Yeah, but is this new one a new marriage?
Yeah, that's like a new marriage.
That's what I'm saying.
That's who he met when he was married to his last wife.
Right.
But, yes.
Yeah, he's Mr. Family Man. Yeah.
But when he had this new marriage, he made it seem like, I'm done cheating. I'm a new man. I'm a family man now. I'm getting older. And then this comes out again. It shows he didn't change at all.
When did he get remarried?
Probably 2 years ago.
Oh,
maybe?
Just 2 years ago. Yeah, he was already huge at that time.
Well, his wife's pregnant right now.
8 months.
Yeah, I mean, she's pregnant. And I guess the reason why it really pissed off this person with the tape was because he came out with this, I'm a good guy helping with Hurricane Harvey. So that's why she's like this SOB.
That's not why the woman did this.
He still could be a good guy helping the hurricane.
But he's trying to the image.
Wait a second. This tramp said, I'm going to put out to this married man, but look at him. He says he's going to collect money for Hurricane Harvey. What a bad guy. Let me out him. And try and get $10 million. Give me a break.
Well, actually, the story that I read said that Kevin Hart had knowledge of the extortion attempt before, and so he upped his Hurricane Harvey and Irma efforts to try to cover up and seem like he's a better guy.
And this stripper, she's like, I'll take a lie detector test. I'm all yours. Like, she's lawyered up. She's like, I'm not lying. This happened.
Okay. Oh, it probably did happen. But the fact of the matter is, you're trying to extort $10 million out of him. I'm not a lawyer, but that's somehow illegal, I would assume, right?
Oh, of course.
So whether it happened or not, you're a hoe and trying to get $10 million out of a guy.
Was it David Letterman that went through the same exact thing? People always forget this, but he was being extorted, and it made some news, but it wasn't huge or anything. He just came out on the air and just said, yeah, I cheated, and some guy tried to blackmail me, and he's making jokes about it the whole time. He just came right out, said it, and then it was really just, everybody just forgot, because he was honest, and he admitted to it, and he was funny about it. So is he crying? Is Kevin Hart crying in this video? Is he acting real emotional?
No, he's like a lot of sighing and breathing, like, I messed up, man, I gotta take it, these were my actions, and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, his wife, his current wife that's pregnant, she can't do anything about it, because she was the other woman when he was married. So is she gonna leave him? She can't leave him.
How do you have a leg to stand on?
She doesn't. She doesn't. So I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. What would you do if this were you, Dieter? If this, let's say that you're married, your wife is 8 months pregnant. Do you grovel in a selfie video? I'm sorry, baby.
Hell no. No. Hell no, I'm not doing that. And another thing, I'm not paying. I'm not paying. Once you pay the money, they're just going to ask for more. Remember, like, Louis Anderson paid off somebody, and then they came back and said, no, now we want more money, and he then had to go to the FBI.
Right, some guy that Louis had gay sex with, or was going to have gay sex.
Wait, he's gay?
Jesus.
Yeah, we've talked about this with him.
I thought he never admitted it.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Yeah, maybe off the air.
No. Move along.
Come on, I mean...
He said, no, I'm not on the air.
Yeah, it was not.
Oh, he did?
Oh, well. I mean, we all had our assumptions. I didn't know.
I don't know whether he, I don't know whether he's gay or not, but I assume that he's gay.
We all assume that.
Right. So
we love Louis.
I don't remember him denying. I don't think he ever denied that. The first time that he was on the show, he told this story.
You know, he didn't want to talk about it too much, but you got to
no,
eye
but
him.
I did. I cornered him, and I said it was a man.
Right? Well, Wikipedia said it was a man. Yeah, but he was like, you know, I said the same thing. I said somebody tried to. He kept saying somebody. Never said the sex, but then it came out it was a man in the casino that they met.
Yeah, but, and we talked to him about that.
I know, but he was.
Go back and the first interview with him. This was all discussed. Regardless.
Okay, yeah. I'll get you out of this. One way to get. you can't blame Kevin Hart, Rover, is. The wife is 8 months pregnant. Oh. Do you blame him as much for cheating now as she was just a normal wife? I mean, I guarantee she can't be putting out at 8 months, so...
Isn't it worse to cheat on your pregnant wife?
No, because she can't be putting out, so he kind of gets a free pass for those past 3 months. Isn't 6 to 9 months?
I think everyone looks at it as it's worse. I get where you're going.
I get where I get.
If you're
get
horny,
it.
But I think people go, hey, here's a woman who's like, you know... fat and
beautiful
and beautiful. Disgusting because she's
it's
so
beautiful
pregnant.
Thing it's a beautiful thing come on
it's huge it's no, like wait, a heifer. Girl,
ladies get horny in their later months sometime dude
yeah, yeah but how much like, can you do and don't you worry about a hand grabbing you
so hand. I think people look at it and they say here's a woman who is going through all of that to give birth to your child and you're out running around with a stripper it's frowned upon theater okay. Obviously
it was in Vegas too by the way.
All right, so Jeffrey, maybe you can have an episode like this.
Yeah, Jeffrey, would you pay the $10 million?
No, because I go to the FBI. I say, look, I'm being extorted. You gotta help me out here. So
with those short shorts, a lot of people are gonna be hitting on you.
I don't have $10 million to pay out. Pay an extortionist, okay? I don't have Kevin Hart money. So
what's wrong with my shorts?
Well, I'm saying a lot of people would be hitting on you.
Yeah,
I mean they're sexy. They show off the legs.
I doubt that.
They are very short. He has short shorts on.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on the front. You notice that, Robert?
Oh, these are old shorts. I just had I got my other three pairs of shorts in my bag, but this is the fourth pair I have, so
a lot of stains on the front.
White stains.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, I sometimes wear these when I work at Great Lakes Fence.
Talk slut.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, no, but these were the shorts I used to wear when I worked at LST Sky Chefs. These are like part of my old work uniform, so I kept them.
How long ago did you work there?
I got laid off almost, 9 years. It'll be 9 years ago this month.
Yeah, cool. All right. Just wondering. So the shorts are 9 years old.
They still hold up.
They hold up. They're nice. There's nothing wrong with them.
So you would not make an apology video. What if you thought your wife was going to leave you and, you know, in California, you don't have to get half of your money or whatever?
Yeah, that's community property laws.
Do you grovel?
I think if you have Kevin Hart money, you just let her leave. And then you get to have sex with everybody.
What?
It's almost a blessing.
Pay for another divorce, though?
But he pays so much, though. So
why get married again in the first place? Why did he make that mistake? That is just stupid.
I think he wanted to show that like he probably cheated on his wife and then he found this other person that he cheated on, probably didn't really even like her, and said to prove that he's a good guy, he says, No, this is the love of my life now. So to seem like a good guy, he marries this other girl. But now just get divorced and just go have fun.
I think I can play you this Kevin Hart video. Let me see if this works here. I haven't seen this yet. Let's listen.
I'm at a place in my life where I feel like I have a target on my back. And because of that, I should make smart decisions. And recently, I didn't. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I am or claim to be in any way, shape, or form. And I made a bad error in judgment and put myself in an environment where only bad things can happen, and they did. And in doing that, I know that I'm going to hurt the people closest to me, who I've talked to and apologized to. Being my
there, Doogie, please. She knows where that is.
Got it.
Think so.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
You know you're wrong, and there's no excuses for your wrong behavior. At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. But I'm not going to also allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes. And in this particular situation, that's what was attempted. I said I'd rather fess up to my mistake.
There you go. So
why would he post that video?
Because the girl,
because it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously going
to
come out.
Just have the conversation with your wife. Who cares? I don't feel any better for him or any worse for him. This has made me think he's a nicer guy.
Some people look at it and they go, what a complete pussy.
Yeah, it's anything. It's harming his, image. You say that to your wife.
Yeah.
You don't, oh, yeah. You throw yourself on the floor and you cry like a little bitch.
Nobody needs to see that in video. You don't record yourself. I mean, the camera, like, does he realize the camera's on and he's going to press send?
He's looking right at it.
I mean, what the hell? Why would you ever do that?
Jeffrey, what would you do in this situation? First, well, I guess I don't even know why I'm asking him. He's cheating on his wife every weekend. Let me ask a committed married man, Snitzer. What would you do if you were, let's say that we're in Las Vegas on this trip. Let's say that we're in the casino after the iHeartRadio Music Festival. You're there. You're drinking that weird cider or whatever it is that you drink.
Angry Orchard.
You go, I'm getting dizzy. And a woman who's wearing a short skirt, you lean forward to pass out. You land on her boobs, her huge boobs. She catches you with her breasts, at which point she then carries her and her friend carry you up to their room where they nurse you back to health. At which point you've had, 1.5 Angry Orchards, which means he's completely wasted. And you sleep with one of these women or both. What do you do? Do you make an apology video? And let's say they start emailing in. Let's say they start emailing the show. Let's say they start emailing other radio shows saying, hey, you know, the video guy from Rover's Morning Glory, Anthony Snitzer, he cheated on his wife with a hooker in Las Vegas or whatever. You think they're asking you for money. You think that it's going to get out there. What do you do, Snitz?
Well, I think I'd have to get a new ID because I'd have to get a whole new identity because my wife would kill me in all reality. Other than that, if that didn't happen, no, I'd apologize to her. She probably would not accept it. But, I wouldn't make a video or something. And what kind of money are they going to get from me? I'm a video guy on a radio show.
You know? I heard that Snitz on the Aftermath, it wasn't one of my starred emails today, so I didn't read it, but someone was complaining about me, of all things, that Snitz should be home after he passed out on Saturday, but the reason he didn't go is because I wouldn't fly him back, and he doesn't have the money to fly back.
Ooh, that's a good one. I almost believe that. He wouldn't pay.
Well, I would have paid for this.
You would?
Sure, of course. Yes, I would have paid
for
that.
No, if it was more serious, but the doctors didn't seem to be worried. I don't seem to be worried about it now. So I think it's just it was a fluke. I think I was just dehydrated, overexhausted.
Snitz, if that happens again, do you then realize that it's a bigger problem?
That's a problem, yeah. If it happens a second time, sure, of course.
Okay.
Snitz wasn't complaining or anything. He just said...
No, I said I couldn't afford a flight home.
Yeah, that was it.
Uber.
He never mentioned you.
All right. Well, people are blaming me, no. Saying, like, why don't you pay for your guy to fly home?
No, I never paid. Even asked him.
It's $150 one-way flight from Nashville to home.
I mean, he wants to stay, because I said the same thing.
I told him yesterday. I said, again, if you need to go home, go home. We'll be okay.
I said, yeah, I'll run the video or B2 will, and we'll be fine. We'll live.
Right. But so you would not... you would not make an apology video, Snitz.
No, I'd keep it totally private because that's just embarrassing.
It is. It's totally embarrassing, right?
Really bad.
I do have to take a break. We have the shizzy, the news coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Police are trying to track down a pooper. Somebody keeps pooping and they need to find this person. I'll tell you the details of this story next.
Dougie cannot stop staring at herself. She's like Jeffrey. She can't stop staring at herself on the screen. which is up in the studio. She's just looking.
She makes weird
at
faces,
herself.
Doesn't
right.
she?
She also needs to turn on the studio lights. That's one reason why she looks like she's African American this morning. Is that she hasn't turned on the studio lights, and she went got a spray tan for whatever reason to come to life. I don't know why she's Italian. Like
she's tan.
You don't need a spray tan. You're dark complected already.
Makes me feel better.
Why
about
are you doing this?
I feel better about myself.
Well,
sassy.
Do you feel better today?
No, not today. Give me a couple of days.
I mean, really, she looks ridiculous there.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Take a break.
So we'll get to the shizzy with her in just a moment. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Broadcasting from city to city, from a bus. Hopefully they've got pants on. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
In New Mexico, on board Rolling Glory 1. I don't think I've ever been to New Mexico, ever. I mean, maybe driven through New Mexico. One time when I was a kid, I lived in Las Vegas, and my good friend moved. I was in high school. My friend moved to Biloxi, Mississippi. And we had maybe a week off for spring break. And I just got my driver's license. And I somehow got it in my head that what I would do, I don't even know if it was a full week. It might have been like a long weekend or something. I somehow got it in my head that I was going to drive from Las Vegas to Biloxi, Mississippi.
How far is that?
I don't know, but it's pretty freaking far. And I started driving, and my goal was I'm just going to drive straight through. Like it was like 26 hours or something like that. This is like a dumb kid thing.
Yeah. Alone?
Alone. And then go hang out with him for a few days and then drive back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or as Jeffrey likes to call it, a trip to get milk.
The day trip.
So I think I did drive through New Mexico. I don't know. I want to say made it into Texas. I don't really recall exactly, but I drove and drove and drove, and I got so far, and I go, oh, this is not going to work. Like I can't. First of all,
the gas price.
The gas is going to cost me more than I anticipated. I am not going to be able to make this. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Like I was going to be able to drive it in one shot. What an idiot. So I had to pull over on the side of the road. I slept on the side of the road for like a minute. I was so tired. I just turned around and drove. I think I got about halfway there. And then I go, well, this is never going to work. So I turned around and drove straight back.
So you still pretty much drove the 26
I did.
Hours, but yeah. just didn't end up anywhere except back home.
Right. Yeah. It was really... It's really stupid.
Could I get a cheap motel for a day?
Didn't have the money.
Even for like a $30 God. Motel?
You have to remember.
Where do you find a $30
motel?
Motel
6.
No.
Aren't they known for being super cheap? You always see those signs on the freeway, and now it says $32.99 for a night. You're like, damn, that's cheap. So back then it was probably $20.
I never see a sign like that on the side
Look,
of the road.
Start looking. They're all over.
But do you remember how broke you were when you were 16?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're 16?
Yeah.
I thought you said you were in college. Oh, yeah. Even then, you have to hit your mom, your parents up for some money for anything.
Oh, and I didn't tell my mom that I was going to Mississippi. Okay. Like, I told her I was going, you know, I was going, I don't know, some skiing or something, something ridiculous for a couple of days. I didn't tell her I was driving across country.
Yeah.
I think the only time I've been in New Mexico is my family. My mom was afraid to fly and drive, so we took a train from home all the way to L.A. And that was the longest 4 or 5 days of my life, just in a train car.
Who was afraid to fly?
Maybe my mom couldn't afford it, or I don't remember what it was, but we were like 10 maybe, and we had to take a train from home, from Cleveland, all the way to L.A., and I think we drove through New Mexico at one point.
How long did that take?
It took 4 or 5 days, but we had like a sleeper car. It was kind of cool.
Not for that long. No, I mean, you can just knock it out in a flight for a couple hours.
It's being on board the bus, I was thinking about this. It is a different way of traveling. It's like you just sleep, and then you have all day to dick around in whatever city you're in. So I don't know what to make of it, if it's great, if it's
awesome.
If it's I do have a hard time sleeping. So did you guys have a hard time sleeping last night?
Every night.
Anybody else hear that? The rumble strips last night?
I heard them.
You heard them or you were sleeping?
I was sleeping, but I heard them.
There was a major rumble strip incident last night.
I don't know if I heard it or not. What happened?
I was getting actually bouncy back there. I felt like I was
going the bouncing.
The actual bouncy. Like,
you got air
off my seat.
You got airtime.
It was close to. And I was really worried. I thought like, well, I think he went off the road and we're just driving through the desert right now, like hitting sand dunes. I'm like, what do I even hold on to? How do I do this? And I just laid there.
Is it possible he was gassed out from Dieter's farts and he temporarily passed out? Is that, I got off the bus a minute ago to look at something. And I basically overheard someone telling a story about the driver being very angry at Dieter's farts.
Well, it was me. I was sitting right next to him in the front, and we're watching wrestling, and the driver's on his phone, I think talking to his wife. He does that to stay awake on a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
He actually had to tell her, hold on. I got to call you back. He gets off the Bluetooth and he's like, oh my God. He's like, I can't breathe up here. He's like, come on, you guys. He's like, that's too much whey protein. And I'm like, hey, bud, did you forget I ate a 72-ounce steak this morning and baked potato and salad? Can you get me some slack?
Well, this morning we wake up and I'd say at 5:30-ish, you just hear this rumbling coming from Dieter's bunk. Just... Snitzer starts blaming me for it, but we're like all the way in the front of the bus and the bunk's in the back. Just
see, that one I think was Jeffrey, because if it was machine gun fire, that was a Jeffrey one, because that woke me up. It's always my alarm clock that was it's Jeffrey blow me. Yeah, we had some farts last night.
So you might have caused a guy to pass out, start driving into the rumble strip.
But I heard it and I was nervous. It was like,
and there's only that one little, on the driver's side, there's only that small little vent window to vent out the smell.
Oh, he's fine.
Does that make you nervous?
I have a gas mask.
That he only had to drive 4 hours? Was it, maybe last night was 6 hours. Yeah, last night was 6 hour drive, which isn't that long, is it? And he hit the rumble strips. Like, does that make you nervous that he has to call his wife to stay awake?
Well, I don't know if he has to call his wife to stay awake. He might just be calling her because there's nothing else to do while you're driving for 6 hours.
Yes, I think he just talks
sleeping
and keeps
during the day.
Right. He's actually pretty smart. He's just talking to her. It's like he's almost at home having this conversation.
Yeah. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Federal agents wiretapped the phone of President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort. Now, this was before and after the 2016 election. It captured conversations between the two men. That's according to a report that was released yesterday. And the wiretaps, which came before a July raid on Manafort's Virginia home, it's all part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's intensive probe into the Trump campaign's
connections. How long until Trump says, see, I told you, Trump yep. Tower was, my wires were tapped, even if it's true. Paul Manafort had an apartment in Trump Tower. So just tapping anyone in Trump Tower doesn't mean that Trump had his wires tapped.
What did he do on the campaign?
He was the campaign chairman.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
he was tapped. Yeah, I think he was tapped, if I was reading this correctly, before the campaign even started. He's been tapped for a while because mm-hmm. he's been up to something to do with the Ukraine that seems fishy.
He was getting a lot of money from the Ukraine, these pro-Putin, if I remember correctly, whatever government they had, they were paying him millions of dollars off the books to also try to influence things here in the United States, which would be illegal because you never registered as a foreign an agent of a foreign government or whatever. So they probably have this guy. And I don't know whether Trump was involved. I don't know. But obviously they're trying to get this guy to give up any goods he has on Trump or anyone else by raiding his home a couple months ago.
I think they made him testify, and they probably did that knowing they already knew everything because he's been wires were tapped. Mm-hmm. So then they testify to see if he's going to lie or not.
Right. So if you do any testimony and you lie, that's now a felony.
And they know it. I mean,
because they have
this is bad.
Right. Yeah. So this guy's a real scumbag. Everything I've read about this guy, you remember that someone hacked into his daughter's iCloud account and got email text messages rather back and forth between his two daughters.
Oh yeah, that's this guy.
That's this guy. And the daughters are saying, you know, that this is blood money that we have.
He has no moral compass.
Right. People are dying because of this.
So that we could eat lobster dinners.
Right.
And we don't say anything.
Right. Exactly. So this guy, that's his own family saying that about their father. So this guy seems like he's no good.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr., the president's oldest son, is giving up his Secret Service protection. That's according to a person that's familiar with the matter. Now, this person is not cleared to talk, so they're talking the condition of anonymity. So they're not officially allowed to say this, but Donald Trump Jr., he's done with the Secret Service. I guess he wants some privacy.
Why would he do that? I mean,
he wants privacy. He's sick of these guys following him around everywhere.
Does he have something to hide?
That's their job, to protect them.
Yeah, I mean, you're a target if you are a relative of the President of the United States, no matter who you are. And it seems irresponsible to me.
Crazy.
To deny or to forego Secret Service protection. Maybe you could get your own private guys or something.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure he's got somebody.
That? Why even do that?
But he can't.
Maybe he could tell them what to do more than a Secret Service guy. He can't tell them
possibly
what to do. They're probably in there when you're taking a dump.
But no one's going to give you better protection than the Secret Service. They're not in there when you're taking
a
dump.
No, that was my question. How close are they? Say you're taking a dump in a room like this on the bus. Are they right outside the door?
Well, it depends. Are they?
They probably cleared the bus. They're outside the bus.
Right.
Probably not in the bus.
But say you're at a store. Say you're getting some coffee, and you're like, oh, I got to go take a dump. Then they got to be right outside that door so nobody charges in. Because they clear out, though. I think about this.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay,
but I think they also sort of base it on what is the opportunity that someone has to attack you. If you're in a store, you're doing something unannounced, or you show up, you pop in. It would be very difficult for someone to plot against you because they don't know you're doing that. Now, if you're at a scheduled event, a conference, an appearance, a speaking engagement, a meeting, whatever, people could know you're going to be there. That's more of an opportunity to target that person. So they're probably a little more vigilant then, I would guess. But because you've seen, we had video of Barack Obama when he was president. Do you remember he was in a hotel and he was just working out in the hotel gym and people were in there with him.
Yeah, was that in the Netherlands or that was across
somewhere?
Yeah. But I saw Arnold one time in a coffee shop, and this was unannounced. He was just going to this coffee shop. They had dogs sniffing bombs. Wait a second. Bomb sniffing dogs come in first and smell all around the place.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes, Rover, I swear to God. They checked outside it. Checked for the garbage cans, and they had people come in real quick, do a quick sweep, and then he was able to come in. And that was unannounced, nothing. He was just going to get a cup of coffee.
Why? What's the point of that?
Well, you're saying because people are a target.
Arnold?
So just think if he was, think.
Arnold? Yeah, who wants to assassinate Arnold?
I mean, there's psychos out there.
Okay. So.
Well, you got lucky enough.
I just want to get this straight. Arnold travels with bomb-sniffing dogs?
No, I don't know about that, but that one time, he was in town for the big Arnold Classic, but still, he had...
Were you able to walk right up to him and take a picture with
him? Yeah, I was about to ask him.
Yeah.
Hey, we have that photo of you.
Did the dogs
security
stop you?
Couldn't have been too tight.
No, but immediately I said something to him, and then immediately he had six guys around him. I had to get into those guys, kind of bob and weave, and like, what's this guy doing? And get next to him real quick for a shot, and those guys got me out of there right after. But he has a lot of security, and that's just him. He's not even the president's son.
Well,
don't forget he was former governor of California. Former governor of California.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Go on, Dougie.
There's a family in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that has a major problem. So for the past few weeks, there's been a woman jogging past their house, and she makes a quick pit stop on their lawn to poop. And from the pictures the family's taken of the woman, she looks totally normal. She's in good shape. She's wearing nice spandex running outfit. But apparently she just doesn't like to use toilets. And the family says they've confronted her and asked her to stop, but she won't. She even brings along napkins or paper towels to wipe, so it seems all premeditated.
BB gun her. I mean, if some chick's
right in the
pooping
butt.
Bullseye. When she squats, you shoot a pellet gun right in her ass.
Well, they called the cops, and so now cops think it's possibly revenge pooping, although as far as we can tell, the woman doesn't know anyone in the family, and it's possible that she's just the same woman who pooped outside of a Walgreens and people's yards, so we don't know where or why, but they're trying to get this chick. And now they've turned to the public for help, tracking her down. She's a serial pooper. What else? Selena Gomez. I'll end with this. She signed an endorsement deal with Puma. She Instagrammed an informal announcement to her 127 million followers, saying she's officially part of the family. So the deal is worth $30 million for 2 years. God, $30 million for 2 years. Can you imagine? That's crazy. That's sad. That's depressing.
They should almost pay her more.
What?
Why?
Because she's the top person on Instagram. How much? You said 125 million people see that?
127 million followers on her Instagram.
Okay, you should get paid way more for being the top person on there for a post.
But it's crazy. So it's a lot of money. That is it. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Just like your love of shoving things in your mouth has caused you to plus size your pants.
Fat rolls.
Your love of shoving Rover's Morning Glory in your ears will cause you to sign up for RMG Plus. All the info is at roverradio.com.
All right, there's something I want to ask you. A couple of things. Because we've been on Rolling Glory 1, and I've been paying attention to the news. I've been watching CNN, even though the guy or someone emailed me, don't watch CNN. It's all fake news. But
Alex Jones said it. So
Alex Jones has proven
he's
that CNN
never reported
is fake.
Anything fake before. So listen to him.
So I've been paying attention to the news, but a couple of things that we haven't been able to talk about yet. One, they're both university related, these two things I want to talk to you about. One was a shooting that took place at Georgia Tech where they shot and killed a student. And the other is something that Yale is doing. They're kind of interrelated, not really. Two separate stories, but they sort of merge over one particular aspect, which I want to get your opinion on here in just a moment. You can get through to us. 866-YO-ROVER. Send us a text message at that number that comes into onto the bus in real time. You can also tweet us just at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes on in real time. Let me take a quick break. We are live in Gallup, New Mexico right now. Yeah. We are on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On our way to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which is Friday and Saturday in Las Vegas. So we should get out to Las Vegas on Thursday. We actually could have gotten out there a little bit early, but we're taking a little detour because everyone wants to see the Grand Canyon. We're on our way out to Vegas for that. Dieter, you ate at TA. Was it a TA or a Petro? Did you guys eat food from there last night? Did we stop? You guys got
food?
Yeah,
we went to TA. I think it was a TA, and I think I had Popeyes.
Yeah, they have a lot of fast food.
Yeah, they have
in those
tons
places.
Of different places.
Yeah,
yeah. We both had Burger King.
I had Burger King. But to say that's a figure. We were getting go-go juice for the bus, and then at the same time, we just might just kill two birds in one stone.
fuel go-go juice for the bus, food for us.
I don't think we were getting go-go juice for the bus.
That's right. Well, we were parked right next to the gas pump, so I was that was my thinking.
Okay. All right, let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. RMG is MBFE. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro's Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Thought of you, Charlie, because I was outside and I had the bay open and I was down there crawling around in there, and a guy comes up behind me and he goes, can you help me out? I need some money for a bus ticket.
Oh, the bus tickets are always life.
And I said, no, sorry. He goes, come on, man. It's only $2.
Yeah. And as you're saying this, the picture of your head is on the side of this bus. Like,
I said, no, I don't have anything. I'm in the middle of working right now. And he goes, okay. And he walked away. Now, Charlie, how do you think Charlie would have?
What do you need it for? You know, here's my wallet. Let me see how much money. He opens it up, fans the money. I mean, what do you need, buddy? Where are you going to? L.A.,
no,
Vegas?
I never pay. I mean, I would just, where are you going? What's going on?
That just engages him. That just gets him more.
Now, bus tickets are always lies. I actually don't fall for the bus. As soon as you say bus ticket, get out of here. Just start walking. I mean, I'll fall for other stuff, but bus ticket, you know, that's a lie every single
time. You
don't
think he actually needed a bus ticket?
No. Absolutely not. No.
I love the story of Charlie getting the guy who was the fake construction worker and driving him around for like 2 hours.
It was an hour. We just went in, we drove. It was like, you know, half hour ride out to where he lived, or where he was buying his crack that I had paid for, and then I dropped him off with all of his friends who were going to kill me so that they could smoke the crack together. Yeah. It was a great day.
That's a perfect example of what happens. Charlie goes to take a guy for a ride, some hitchhiker, and it turns into a two-hour affair. He almost gets killed.
Right.
He's buying drugs.
A lot of people called in about that guy, and a lot of people have experienced that guy. He was very smooth, and he had a hammer in his hands ready to kill me.
There are a couple of stories that I wanted to mention. One is, I guess people are more, first of all, we, I think, avoided disaster in St. Louis by not going out there. We were supposed to go there on the way out, and we skipped it because someone emailed the night before we were leaving, less than 24 hours before we left. They go, oh, by the way, there's a police verdict that come down. We could get, riots that are going on here. So thankfully, we avoided that. Even though Mary in St. Louis, who calls every day, assured us that nothing was going to happen.
We're overblowing it.
We're overblowing it. The governor, the National Guard, all of that had been deployed. They had barricaded off pretty much the entire city. But Mary in St. Louis assured us that nothing was going to happen. So I don't know why we didn't trust her. But good thing we didn't, because she was wrong and they had 3 days.
I saw the cops knock over an old lady. Looked like more like her fault, in all honesty. And then I saw a cop jump in his car, and he started driving through a crowd yesterday. I think I saw that.
I saw that video.
But then that's what the headline was. And then I was like, oh, well, they're all surrounding his car, and he put it in reverse to live.
And it didn't look to me like anyone was in danger of getting hit. Yeah, they really. I saw that headline, and I go,
they're out of control. And then I went.
They're mowing people down in cop cars in St. Louis.
He was going pretty slow.
Yeah, it was pretty weak. Anyhow, so another in Georgia Tech, somehow at Georgia Tech, the campus police there shot and killed a kid who was holding, I believe, a tiny little pocket knife it was described as. But hey, look, still, you're holding a knife. What do you expect? Because
the police are automatically going to assume you're going to assault them because they'll look at that as a weapon.
It sure is a weapon.
Right.
I mean, it's a weapon.
It can kill with that.
Right, right.
Right?
So the
any type of anything that's a weapon that the police consider a weapon, whether it be a gun, knife, blunt instrument, whatever, they're going to shoot your ass.
So Scout Schultz was the student's name, shot and killed by campus police, seen walking toward police, ignored numerous orders to drop the knife. Shoot me, the student shouted a minute before the shooting occurred.
Okay, they shot him.
Shot, killed.
Sounds like, to me, suicide by a cop.
Now people are, I guess, I didn't really follow this too much, but I think there was some rioting at Georgia Tech over this shooting.
Why?
Now, Scout Schultz happens to be white, not black. And the article that I was reading, it was very strange to hear this because, or to read this. Let me see if I can find exactly the... Here it is. Let me read exactly as it appears in the article here. Schultz was not cooperative with police, would not comply. One officer fired, striking Schultz. The victim's parents questioned why police used deadly force. Lynn Schultz, Scout's mother, called them nonconformist and very, very bright.
Called who bright? The police or their family is bright?
Well, I'm going to read you the paragraph again. Lynn Schultz, Scout's mother, called them nonconformist and very, very bright.
Oh.
Scout had, quote, a lot of empathy for other people. Scout, who planned to attend grad school and hoped to make biomedical devices, the mother continues on. They seemed fine. Friends said they seemed fine. I don't know.
Gender neutral.
That's it. Thank you, Snitz. Yes. Scout preferred to use they and them gender pronouns and identified as bisexual, non-binary, and intersex, whatever all of those things mean.
But Scout a transgender himself or just use these terms?
Scout was bisexual, non-binary, intersex, whatever that. I don't know what all that stuff means.
I know the first one, bisexual. I understand. Yeah, what's the second one?
Non-binary, which must mean you have two. Binary is either a zero or a one, so you have two choices, male or female. And I'm guessing that means I'm non-binary. I don't believe in just male and female. I believe that there's shades of gray.
The possibility he could be a hermaphrodite, or what do you want to call it?
What? I'm sorry?
I think I can't pronounce the word correctly. It's a person that has the sex parts of both male and females.
How do you say it?
I think a hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite.
I'm just trying to pronounce the word correctly. I mean, I've heard that term on a talk show a long time ago, so I...
What does it mean?
I think it just means it's like a person, could be a guy or a girl, but has the ability to... has both a vagina and a penis.
So I don't know, perhaps.
Hepardite.
But intersex is another one.
Hepardite.
That must be what it is. Right.
Hepardite.
Intersex, I don't know what that means. But when you, I mean, this is nonsensical when you read this article. When you listen to the mother and the way that she talks, and she says, the mother says, Lynn Schultz, Scout's mother, called them nonconformist and very, very bright. They seemed fine. Friends said they seemed fine. We have a definition for they, and that means more than one. Okay? You can't talk about Charlie and just refer to him as they. Hey, they're going to the store. Oh, he's going to the store.
Yeah, I'm going to the store.
I thought she was talking about the police at first when she said they are very bright.
No.
Because it's plural.
Talking about Scout.
Right, this person.
This person. Now, okay. If that's what you're into and you want to, you and your mother want to do that all day long,
Yeah, you don't deserve to be shot or killed or anything, but.
No.
You're holding a knife.
I mean, right.
Why is this person, why are they holding a knife?
Well, people shoot me. They're saying, shoot me. It probably
why?
Is.
What was the incident? Like, well, you just walking the streets?
Them were very angry.
You sound slow when you talk like that.
Like, you
sound
have to,
handicapped.
You have to really put extra thought into speaking terribly when you know. I didn't even know how you would pronounce. I don't know. I'm at a loss. But anyhow, so the reason I brought that up is not because there was another campus shooting and more rioting. The reason I bring that up is Yale University, very famous, right?
Ivy League.
That's right. Well, they have a new policy for the new school year, and they haven't taken it quite as far as Scout and Scout's mother. However, they have officially gotten rid of the terms freshman and upperclassmen and replaced them with gender neutral terms such as first year and upper level students. So you're no longer a freshman. You're a first year.
So it goes first
student.
Year.
Sophomore is probably okay still, that word.
Okay, yep.
Junior.
Senior.
Wait, wasn't junior sexist because it's only a male? Can a female be a junior?
Interesting. They might have to change it. Well,
change it. I'm starting it right now. Yep. Get rid of junior.
What would you call it, Dieter?
Well, senior, same way. You can't be a senior and a female.
Oh, change it.
Maybe that's why they call them upper level students.
Wait, so juniors then?
I don't know. It just says they've replaced the terms freshman and upperclassmen, which would be junior and senior, and they have replaced them with first year and upper level students.
This, I mean, what if you want to change it? That's, to me, that's not a huge deal.
It's just a hassle. You have to change everything. But what, like, are you in school? I'm a first year student.
I think in Europe they say like that: first year, second year, third year.
Europe is filled with a bunch of pussies, too, okay, who are overly sensitive about everything.
They seem okay. I don't see what's wrong with Europe.
They don't fight.
Very, very sensitive, and they're just, I mean, they take this kind of crap to a new level.
I think
ridiculous.
They've been saying first year, second year for a long time. I mean, what's the big deal? It really doesn't change anything.
But who's it offending?
What, I don't know if it even
what
is.
About the term? Does the term human offend people?
Yes.
Because man is in it?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Now, even though woman is in the term, woman, human has man in it, but just having M-A-N in something?
Robert, that's why sometimes it's W-O-M-Y-N. You've never seen that?
No.
That's been going around forever.
I've never seen that spelling. For the word
No. Feminists will use that spelling because they don't want to be men, so they take the E out.
Feminists can kiss my male ass.
Oh,
how about that, okay? Screw you. I mean, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I don't get it. Is human offensive to feminists?
I know they've done it for women. I've seen it spelled differently for women, so they don't want to be like, yeah, like we're men. They don't want it. They want anything to do with men, so they take out the E because that spells men, and they put a Y. So I've never seen it done for human, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's.
But why wouldn't it offend you if you're offended by freshmen?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be offended by human?
I'm sure it's going to get to that level.
And what would you call yourself if you're not human?
No, it's just human, but with a Y. It's a human.
I just think that My opinion, I think they're overly, it's over political correctness in the way that in the way our language is. Nowadays, everyone finds every single word offensive, so they got to find a way to change it. We're still going on a slippery slope of this political correctness that almost we can't do a radio show.
What?
The way we do it, the way in our style.
I don't think we're getting that far.
No, it's colleges that are doing this, and then it's stupid because it's just setting these people up. You change it and make it however you want. It's this little college. Go for it. I mean, not a little college. It's Yale. Do whatever you want there. But eventually you're going to leave that place. And
you're going to get into a workforce. And you're going to have to fill out a job application. And they're going to ask you your gender. Or they're going to ask you your race.
And you can't write down nine binary.
Yeah.
Well, if you spell woman with a Y in it, they're going to go, oh, fail. You failed. You can't even spell on your resume. You haven't heard of that? You look like an idiot.
That's what a hiring manager might look at, too. If a feminist goes in, fills out a JavLab application, spells woman, W-O-M-Y-N, the hiring manager is going to look at that like, well, this person can't spell. I ain't hiring this person.
I swear we just heard that.
I think we did. Oh my God. There's an echo. It must be something going on in the
It's a delay
in the bus, right?
Some sort of Canyon.
Something set up.
Hello,
hello.
Unfortunately, yes, I have a bad tendency to recycle what people say, so that's always been a bad habit. I have a hard time coming up with original thoughts. So.
Jamie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory.
Just trying to contribute here, folks.
866 Yo Rover. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Hi, Dieter.
Hi. Yo.
I'd like to know what the 60-second assassin identifies as.
Jeffrey?
I'm a man, okay?
With Prove a it. Y in it? M-Y-N?
No.
Prove it.
No need to. I'm not going to do anything that's going to upset people, so I know. I already know what I am. I'm a man, M-A-N. Thank you very much, my dear.
So you don't identify as non-binary?
I was born a man. I'm going to remain a man. I'm not changing anything about me.
If you're non-bi, the opposite would be bi.
Yeah,
so that means you're bi. If you're
Dieter, are you non-bi or are you bi?
Yeah, that's key. Non-bi.
I'm not answering that question. I already know what the hell I am. Okay, I'm one gender, one sex, sexual orientation. So just leave it at that. Okay.
One sex.
That's you're right. I was designed to get with girls, okay? That's what I was designed to do, not other guys. Thank you very much.
Lamar, you're on Rover's Morning Glory.
Jesus.
Good morning, Lamar.
Christ.
Yo, what's up, Rover? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Menstruate. Menstrual. That has men in it, so the feminists can't use that no more, right? Because that's what they do. They have menstrual.
Interesting.
Pain. It is.
Right.
Interesting.
Wow, that's
a new
one.
Would you have to change that?
Yeah.
Because it says men in it.
Right. Anything that has
it's one I hadn't thought of.
Right.
You can have that one.
That's one it's a new one. All right. Thank you, Lamar. I just don't understand how women get this upset, this men out of shape over stuff. And like you said, these kids are going to, you can go to Yale, you can change all the language you want, you can do all of this, but. There's still the real world that you have to participate in where not everyone's going to be a pansy ass pussy like that, where they're going to call you a first year instead of freshman or whatever the case may be. We're spitting out from these universities just a bunch of weenies, a bunch of babies. For lack of a better term, weenies, Jeffrey. Weenies.
Well, I'm just saying that our society has become so pussified lately with all this political correctness.
How do you solve it?
I don't know how the hell you solve it.
I mean, if you're the president right now, how would you solve all this PC bullcrap going on?
I was like, look, knock it off with, I throw political correctness out the window. If anyone's butthurt by a word, it's just a word, okay? you can't be butthurt by just words. Okay, look, I've been called the R word for mentally challenged person. I even called that my whole life. I don't let that bother me because that's that person being ignorant. They don't know me as a person.
Would you outlaw that word?
Huh?
Would you outlaw that word?
I mean, you can't. It's hard to. It's not really that, but I'm just saying people don't. For some reason, they don't like it. It's harsh, but that word has been thrown around since before all this political correctness BS.
So that's what you would do if you were president?
So that's the thing.
It's kind of being PC to take that word out.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of our president, I even heard that Trump is getting in on this. He now refers to it as, I like to grab they by the P. So I mean, it's just getting out of hand. Brian in West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey.
So my question is, all European languages, the five Romance languages, are masculine and feminine, Spanish, Italian, Latin. How are these languages going to function if they're not masculine and feminine?
If you don't have things that end in O and A and all that kind of stuff.
La and love.
Exactly.
All of
those,
whatever the hell.
It's the same thing, right?
Well, that is interesting. I mean, I guess you would say in those cultures, those languages, those feminists, must be saying we need the same word for everyone. Why have a separate word for
male? That is confusing.
Male,
so in Spanish, like, anything has a gender, right? Like a chair would have a gender.
Yeah, isn't it L?
Yeah. Yeah,
for
L
male
or la.
And la for female.
You have to remember the gender of all the different items in the world, right?
Really?
I only took one year of it.
Yeah, I failed it.
like El Baño would be the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, I'm just
because I didn't take a foreign language in high school.
You gotta find that out. Donde es El Baño?
Anonymous. I don't know if this says anonymous feminist. Yes, it does. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, anonymous feminist.
Hey, everyone. I noticed that you're spending a lot of time worrying about the way that words are spelled, but feminists really just want their own choices. They just want to be able to, like, decide how they do their own life. They don't need men telling them how to spell things or what to feel, and it just seems like you guys are just trying to tell people how feminists feel when you really don't know about it at all. And I believe that's called...
You're the one changing the words.
That's called mansplaining.
No, you're the one changing the words.
Which is a made-up word that
Let me explain this.
Feminists.
You're the one changing the words. You're the one caring about the spelling of words.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. They hung up. Isabella, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Isabella.
Hey, Rover. Dieter, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yo!
Yo, so I just wanted to kind of let you know how coincidental it was that you actually spelled human with an E, but yet made fun of someone for spelling woman with a Y. Human is spelled with an A. But I just thought
no, that wasn't me. That was Charlie, but he was spelling woman, I think.
No, I think
that wasn't me.
I caught it. No, I heard Charlie say it with an
E. Rover did it.
No,
oh, yeah,
pull the tape. Charlie said it with an E, but he was spelling woman.
Yeah, I was spelling woman. Yeah. He just screwed up the spelling of human.
You spelled several times human. I'm not sure. Maybe it wasn't you. I'm sorry. But
yeah, thank you.
On the show,
it was Charlie.
We're going to have to go back to the tape.
Because I heard it, and I'm like, is he confused?
All right. Thank you, Isabella. Oh, sorry. She got cut off.
Too damn bad.
More time for us guys to talk. I had to cut off the woman. From speaking there. All right. I do have the Shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
Sean Spicer is all over the place. It was the Emmys and it was Jimmy Kimmel Live. Now he does an interview with New York Times. And I'm going to tell you what he said about lying for the president.
All right. We'll be right back with the news next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's not your normal radio show. These guys are traveling around the country, broadcasting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Is starting to come up here in Gallup, New Mexico, where we are on board Rolling Glory 1 on our way to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. We're on our, if you're a new fan, you don't know what Rolling Glory 1 is, it's a big tour bus that we have converted into a studio where we could do the show from. And we are on it now. Dieter, Charlie, Jeffrey, Snitz, me, all on board. Dougie and Nads back home in the main studio. And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. RG1 is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Let me go. We do have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. Let me go to Rebecca. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
The sun's up. How are you doing? The sun's up, and I'm
doing all right.
This morning, I'm half Italian, half Irish, and
My husband and I, we've got 7 children, and I see and meet some of their friends, the teenage kids of this generation that are, you know, I want to be known as this, and I want to be known as that. Be gay, be who you are. We don't care. We don't care. We don't want to listen to this. I want to identify. Well, I'd love to identify as a size 6, sweetheart, but I'm a fat bottom girl, and we make the rock and roll world go round. That's just the way it is. So what you need is a straw. You just need to suck it up and go on with your life. They want to make everything so complicated. Everything needs to be given to them. And you know what? I look at, and I'm not, you know, bragging, but I am bragging. We've got the majority of our kids, 5 out of 7 are teenagers, who all have good manners and part-time jobs. We have no pregnancies, no criminal histories. That's because we busted their butts when they were little, you know, and we sat down and we
read. Now, Rebecca, did anyone tell you they do have a thing called birth control? I mean, did you know that? I mean, you have so many kids.
And you know what? We do, but we, you know, when you... Spooning turns to forking, and you know how that goes when the winters are cold. But we have decided to tell our children the same thing. We tell our boys, you know, if you don't want her to have a gut, put it in her, you know. And if you don't want child support to follow, teach her how to, you know. So we're very open with our children, and we're teaching them forms of birth control as well. We put the bar in our daughter's arms.
Okay,
saying before.
That's good.
If you don't want her to have her gut, put it in her.
Yeah, got it. All right, life lessons from Rebecca. All right.
This is cool lady.
Thank you, Rebecca. Sorry, I cut her off, too. She would have gone on all morning long. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yep. Crap.
Oh.
Yep. There you go. Sorry. Sean Spicer, this is, of course, the former White House press secretary. He is on, it seems like a redemption tour, and it's included stops such as Jimmy Kimmel Live, and then Sunday he was on the Emmys, and then yesterday he did, in fact, do a brief interview to the New York Times, where he was asked if he regrets flipping out on the media for accurately reporting that President Trump's inauguration crowd was smaller than President Obama's. And Sean said, quote, "Of course I do. Absolutely. Although it's worth noting that on Kimmel last week, he defended fudging things a little bit by saying, quote, he's the president. He decides. And that's what you sign up to do." So a lot of people are not happy with Sean Spicer. They're saying it's too early for him to be doing this.
I don't know if it's too early for him. Look, the guy needs to do whatever he can to sort of fix his image. I saw a lot of people really complaining about Sean Spicer going to the Emmys and saying, how could they allow this guy to be at the Emmys? You're normalizing Sean Spicer and you're allowing him to get away with all those lies that he told. And now he's hobnobbing with celebrities. You're rewarding him for being a liar, mouthpiece for the president. And look. Then they were talking about, I guess, who hosted the Emmys? Was it
Colbert? Yeah.
They're like, how could Colbert of all people allow this to happen? Well, the guy was just looking for a laugh. It's simple. Like, it's funny that he comes out and he makes that statement. I don't know as if it's normalizing it. It makes him look like a buffoon. He's turning himself into those things.
He's turning himself into a clown now. Before he wanted to be taken serious, and now he's the jester of the American people, and we all get to laugh at him.
I
do understand what they're saying. They are normalizing a little bit, and we're just going to go, ha, 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 this guy was a huge liar. Now we like him, because he's making fun of himself. But I also wonder, how is Trump feeling about this? Because now this guy's admitting, I was a liar.
Well, he should come out with a book and his tenure in the White House was short, but he should just write a book right now and lay it all out on the line.
I also saw, and I don't know if this is true, the Mooch is now hosting TMZ Live.
Oh, good.
Or at least for a day. Like, maybe it was just a one-off thing, but yeah, he's starting to jump on the celebrity bandwagon.
I heard that the Mooch is looking to get a paternity test from his wife. Remember, he was caught cheating on his wife, and his wife is like 9 months pregnant or just gave birth or whatever, I think, and about a month or two ago, now he wants a paternity test because he doesn't believe it's his, because she's divorcing him because he was cheating on her. So
I didn't know about the cheating part, I don't think.
There was rumors with some Fox News chick, wasn't there?
Yeah, with someone else from the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
I thought his thing was his wife divorced him because he started working on the he became the press secretary or whatever he was,
and he didn't go to the birth.
Yeah,
his wife left him.
Well, no, that was it was a little more than that. He was in some Kevin Hart kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's my understanding. Go on, Dougie.
I have texted Anthony Snitzer, and I said, please do not go on a hike today while you're out in New Mexico. And he's like, I'll be fine. So Anthony had a seizure. He fainted, 2 days ago? And he's going to go on a 3-mile hike. And not only is it...
I don't know if it was a seizure or not. He was shaking. Seizure-like. It wasn't a seizure.
It's seizure-like.
It's called a syncope, but yeah, it's close. Yeah,
that's a big word.
Okay. I mean, you're out and you're shaking. Yeah. To me, it looked like a seizure.
So, yeah, he was shaking. It looked just like a seizure.
And he was out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally unconscious.
And,
I'd start hiking through
I was the only
Death
one
Valley as well. Yeah, why not?
So are you in the desert?
I wasn't the only one unconscious that day.
Oh, that's true, Robert. So is that a desert where you're going today? Is that a dumb question? Are you in desert territory right now?
I just started seeing the terrain out there. It's awesome looking. If you look, you can't see it from the camera or anything, but it's all looks like what you think New Mexico looks like.
No, I want to see the desert, but if I could just see it from the bus and look at it, I'm fine without taking a 3-mile hike.
It's 3 miles. It's not that long. It's 3 miles, a mile and a half each way. You just go mile and a half, look at a rock, the dildo shaped rock. And then you turn around.
Well, Jeffrey doesn't want to see that double.
I offered. Anybody's welcome to come. It's just it'll take an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Oh, I'm out.
Perfect. Rattlesnakes.
Yes.
Got it.
It's nature.
100 degree heat. Love it. No water.
I can't wait for it.
It's 80. It's the high is 80 today.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Oh, okay. So the snake issue.
Did you just go on a hike too?
Yeah.
You just went on a hike and they said it's going to be 3 miles and they're telling it to be what, 15 miles each
That's
way?
That's what I was lied to. I actually looked this up on the internet. That was a 12-mile hike and I was lied to.
Right.
This one's 3. I looked it up.
Right.
That's an easy hike.
All right.
Families and dogs do it.
Okay. How are you going to get back?
It's a 3-mile loop.
No, yeah, 3-mile loop.
Starting at where?
It's not 3 one way and 3 back. It's 3 total.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to Uber to the trailhead.
Yeah, and Uber back.
What if you have no cell coverage at the trailhead?
Don't do it.
It's like 10 minutes away from where we're at. I don't know. It's not that far.
All right.
It's not like Breaking Bad. They're not dumping us off in the middle of the...
Okay, all right.
Well, I don't want him...
What are you guys
going
to do today?
Go to the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
AC
go to the mall, find a Starbucks.
Yeah, the normal stuff you see every day.
We'll eat at Subway usual.
Right. He's already talking about Cracker Barrel today. That's his big plan. They're everywhere, so I wanted to see something new. We're going to go see this rock.
Well, let me know if you do find a Starbucks, though.
If you do go out into the terrain, like you said, it makes me nervous with not only his health and the heat and the walking, but snakes. And Rover even said that. So here's the story right out of Arizona. A 48-year-old guy named Victor Pratt, Coolidge, Arizona, he was hosting his kid's birthday party, and a rattlesnake just kind of slithered right there in the yard, just right up where they're having their party. So Victor started showing off and grabbing the snake so he could cook it on the grill. But when he was posing for pictures and wrestling with the snake, guess what happened? He lost his grip on its head, and the snake bit him twice. So he was rushed to the hospital, immediately got treatment, and it's a good thing he did, because after about a half hour or more, he would have died, Anthony.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
Yeah. So don't go out into the woods.
You can cut the head off a snake. You can cut the head off a snake, and it still can bite you without a body. With just a little head, if you put your hand by it... It will bite you.
I don't know if it's going to bite you. I think that it's the
still has the venom in its teeth or whatever. Right. It's fangs.
No, but
the fangs are hollow, and that's how the venom travels from this gum line into your body, and that's how a snake poisons you.
According to a new study, the most fun city in America. What's your guess?
Vegas.
Orlando.
Anyone else?
I'm going to say Cleveland.
Nashville was pretty fun. Nashville might be up there.
New Orleans, Chicago, you don't think any of those? San Francisco, I've been there. It's pretty fun. It's pretty awesome. So,
what do you have for us?
Top five. All right. Portland, Oregon. I've never been to Portland. Have you ever been there, Rover?
Nope.
Okay. Fourth place. This is where you want to live. Miami. This is an amazing city.
That is a great place.
Yep. Number three.
So much fun there.
New York. And number two, Orlando. And sure enough, where you guys are heading, Las Vegas. It ranked first in nightlife and sixth in entertainment and recreation. So they looked at a bunch of different.
How is Orlando on this list?
It's the Disney.
Universal.
Disney, Universal Studios, all that kind of crap that
Orlando's
they have there. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Halloween costume. I've already got my Halloween decorations up. I will admit that. And now people are already talking about what they're going to wear for the big holiday. So what is a topical Halloween costume this year? Here's an idea. There's a costume company. It's called Yandy. And they just released a sexy fake news costume. Pretty much a short dress with a bunch of newspaper clippings printed on it. And then the word fake printed in red across the chest. So it can be yours for...
You are fake news.
$55. That's one of the costumes that's going around right now. I know it's expensive.
Jeffrey, do you have your Halloween decorations up?
We got that ghost hanging from my... that scarecrow thing hanging from my...
How much have you guys put it up?
Been hanging here since I put it up.
Since last year?
Oh, what? No.
2008.
What year did you put it up?
No, I didn't put it up in 2008. I think I got that probably in 2013 or 14.
So it's up year-round for Halloween.
2013, he's had up since he has his ghost hanging from his front porch for 4 years straight. Just doesn't take it down. I'm sure the neighbors love it.
Oh, yeah. It just looks like a bunch of rags, kind of. Have you seen it recently?
Yeah, it's he made an unannounced visit to my house.
I did, yeah. The neighbors absolutely, it really adds a lot to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't your Christmas tree still up inside?
It is. Yeah, we still have our Christmas tree
see
up.
See ya? Why take anything down? You just got to put it right back up, right?
Rally's cup still nailed to the days. Wall. Yeah. All right, go on, dude.
And finally, I'll end with this. Actress Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy, she was diagnosed with a benign brain tumor about 2 years ago. She says that after having cognitive difficulties, she started getting alarmed and she got an MRI. And she said it turned out that she had a very sizable brain tumor in her left frontal lobe. So it was like the size of a lemon, this tumor. And she went in right away. She got it removed. She had surgery and she took 9 months off of work to recover. And thank God it was benign. She's fine. But it's just now coming out that this is what happened, that she had surgery to remove this tumor. So there you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
So, Dieter, you've been paying a lot of Jeffrey's food and drink bills here. What are you laughing at?
No, it's just... Well, we're just starting the trip.
Well, tell them about the incident.
What?
The incident. The day we woke up in Nashville. The phone call.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Jeffrey had to call his kid.
Oh!
The incident.
That incident. I'm trying to think where that was.
It was Nashville. It was our very first day. So we left Friday night.
Uh-huh.
By Saturday morning, there was an incident.
Yeah, where were we at?
It was Saturday morning at 8 in the morning. We were still at the hotel.
Okay. Jeffrey gets a phone call.
We've only been gone for 12 hours total at this point.
Yeah.
The family calls him. They're out of money back home already.
What?
No, I don't
stop
think
it.
No, they're not.
Stop it.
That's what was being said.
I just gave them $250.
And you dropped off a bunch of
food.
Groceries, right?
Right. I've been checking in every day.
How much did you spend on groceries?
About $100.
$100 grocery.
Stocked up. You get a lot for
$150 cash.
Right. Out of money.
12 hours? They're out of money?
And food.
No, they're not.
They had to go to Subway to eat dinner that night, and then someplace had a
sale.
All you can eat, or all you could buy socks at half off. So they cleaned out their store and socks with all the money you gave. So they're out.
I don't think so.
Your daughter said, we're almost out.
No.
Oh, yeah, and this is my favorite part. Jeffrey answers the phone. He goes, hello. And they go, is Jeffrey there, my father? And Jeffrey goes, you're speaking to him. They go, oh, we didn't recognize your voice, Dad. The daughter didn't even know that she was talking to Jeffrey.
They never talked to him.
Yeah, on the phone. Like, Snitzer, I asked him. He goes, no, right away I call. I say, hello, the kids know my voice.
Jeffrey, wait a second. How are they out of money?
According to my wife, I've been calling every day. They said, I asked, hey, how's everything at the house? You guys good? You know, and she said, everything's fine. And this is according to her. Everything's fine. There's been no problems. Don't worry. We got it. I got it covered.
How much did you give them? Of the $250, what did What did you give them and what did you keep?
I gave them 200.
You kept 50?
And they spent it all on socks?
I don't think they spent it all
on
socks.
What's the socks things? Because we heard that there was a sock buffet and they were just grabbing all the socks they could handle. And then
many as you can carry out.
Yes.
And it was like the deal of the century, and they just bought as many as they could, and then went to Subway and bought as much food as they could, and boom.
Yeah, why go to Subway?
I think they only, but my daughter said they actually went and had dinner at Subway, but we know that my wife told me they have enough stuff at the house to, you know, pack your lunches, have dinner,
exactly.
And that kind of stuff.
So why, if Douchey just dropped off $100 in groceries, why go out to dinner?
I have no idea, you know? But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is
it's free money, Rover.
Right.
Why,
you know,
why
it's
be
free
at home?
Money. It, you're right. It's free money. And I think that Jeffrey looks at it as
time to buy socks.
No, I think he looks at it as it's just more free money, like the rest of the money that I get. Oh, like the money that's automatically direct deposited to my bank account once a month from the government. It's just there. You don't have to thank anyone for that. It just shows up. It's there. Right?
Yeah. All I'm saying is that my wife told me not to worry. Everything's okay at the house. I've been calling them every day, checking in on them and everything like that.
Yes.
So,
but Jeffrey tries to call his wife every day. I don't think she's ever answered. She's just leaving voicemails. Has she ever answered the phone?
She's answered. My daughter's answered sometimes.
But how many times have you called and there's no answer?
She could be sleeping during the day while the kids are at school.
It's almost,
and I'll leave a voice message and she'll call me back.
Jeffrey will say, I'm going to go check on the wife. He returns and I go, how is the wife? And he goes, everything's fine at home. I go, what did she say? And he'd say, well, I didn't talk to her. I just talked to her voicemail. Mm. So I think they bought a bunch of socks. Now, unless we're confused, because Jeffrey
give him a pair. Each one of his socks has big holes in it.
And
right
it might actually be worse than this. Is it possible that your daughter bought a bunch of socks because she got that new $50?
Well, my daughter got my that could be it. My daughter could have bought socks with the $50
That is given to her to spend on her own for making this art. She has to buy her own clothes with.
And did she? Because she said
that was the choice she made. I said you spend your money however you feel.
Who paid for the socks?
I believe she told me she did.
Your daughter is buying all the socks.
I don't know.
So
the money that Jeffrey gave them was out when he first got the phone call.
You misheard it. What it was is. Nads gave Jeffrey $50 for the drawing that your daughter made, right?
And that's my daughter's money. I gave it to her.
And she bought the family Subway the first night.
That's
and
right.
Then bought
I don't
socks.
Think so.
Yep. Yep.
That's exactly it.
Well, she's out of her $50.
When she said, I'm out of money.
Right. That was her $50. Not
is that
the,
what
not
she was
the,
saying?
I have no idea. All I can tell you is that both
how do you
my
have
wife
no
my,
idea?
My,
you wouldn't ask?
My I told my both my wife and my daughter said that, you know, everything's good at the house. I say, you guys still got money to work with? And she goes, yeah.
Jeff in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, it's a little off topic, but I'm watching RMG TV today, and did Douchey get Botox in the last week? It seems like her whole like upper lip below her nose is just not moving at all.
Well, I'll tell you something. With her, she's not moving. Her mouth has just been open all morning long.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Like, she's a mouth breather. Just,
She makes the weirdest faces. I never noticed this before.
Yeah.
She's always like, like covering her mouth if Snista says any
words. The whole time that she's been, I mean, we can see the way that the bus is, even when she is not on camera on RMG TV, we can still see all of the cameras back in the main studio here on the bus. So we can see Nads there. In the fart box.
Sleeping.
He's waving to us right now. Douchey's waving to us right now. We can see out in the hallway where no one is, out on Skid Row. And so, Douchey, as I've been doing the show today, let me show you what I've been. Let me recreate this video. Just come to my camera here, Snitz. She's looking at the screen, and she has this look on her face.
All morning. It's so distracting.
Just mouth open. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was frozen. I thought the TV, like, RMG TV froze. And right. I'm like, no, wait, she does move a tad. She'll move her head and then
did
go right back to
Botox?
That.
Did you get Botox? Did you get something done, Douchey? She did. I'll bet you she did.
No, I will admit that I really wanted Botox because it takes about 10 days to set in. So I didn't do it in enough time. To get like the full effect, I really wanted Botox, so I didn't do it. I got a spray tan. That's what I look a little dark because I haven't washed it off. but I did not get Botox. And I'm a Botox fan. I wish I got it done for this Vegas trip, but I did not.
I mean, she looks ridiculous with this spray tan.
Oh, it's so funny looking.
I mean,
it is so funny looking.
I would cancel my trip to Vegas if I were you. I would
no,
get hot
I will
like
shower.
In
public. No, no. I'll shower it off. My It'll rinse God. Off in the drain. It's all good. I'll be
They're probably
perfect.
Gonna put her through extra screen because this Middle Eastern woman, you know? Yeah. I mean, look at I mean, she's so dark. It's ridiculous looking. All right. It is Tuesday. We have Tech Tuesday with Dan Costa from PCMag.com. He'll be on to answer your technology questions. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to call. He's the editor-in-chief of PCMag.com. We have a lot to talk to him about. I don't think we've talked to him since Apple made their announcement last week. He was out at that announcement. You were pretty underwhelmed with the announcement, I believe, Charlie.
Yeah, I actually looked it up, and it says, remember I was saying, well, the Galaxy S8 does everything this new iPhone does? Yeah. Somebody, I don't know if it's true, I didn't actually do the research, I saw a picture compared to the Galaxy S6 compared to the new iPhone. So my phone actually does all the same things that one does.
So I'd be curious what Dan has to say about going out there for that. And we'll find out what else is going on in tech news. And if you have a problem, something isn't working correctly, something is giving you a problem, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. Maybe you want to make a purchase and you are looking at a couple of different options. He can help you with that as well. Or if you have something and it's just not working properly, give us a call, 866-967-967. 6837. We'll be right back with Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Just think. If you follow Rover's path, work hard, and build a loyal fan base, you too could live in a mobile home. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we are live in where, Jeffrey?
Gallup, New Mexico.
Gallup, New Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah. All right.
Come on.
Okay. We are on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers, on our way to Las Vegas. I grew up in Las Vegas. For everyone else on this bus, it's their first time to Las Vegas, if you can believe
That's
that.
That's true.
Is everyone going to survive?
No, somebody died almost the first day. Imagine us in Vegas,
right.
In Sin City.
Charlie might wind up in jail.
What are the odds that no one is arrested and no one is hospitalized?
0%.
You don't think so?
3 days, Sin City, you drink on the street, bars open 24/7, no clocks in the casinos, hookers galore. Somebody's going to jail. Somebody's going to the hospital. Somebody's going to the STD clinic. This is bad news.
All right. We're going to start Tech Tuesday here in just a moment. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on to answer your technology questions. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Doogie, are you ready? Since you're hitting all the intros today, are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
All systems are go. Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory. Powered by DriveOnNaturalGas.com.
All right. A little bit of a glitch there on RG1, on our video. But Dan Costa is the editor-in-chief of PCMag.com. And he is on the line with us. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my man?
I am doing very well. You guys are rolling, huh?
We are rolling. We're in New Mexico right now. We were in Texas yesterday doing the show. We were in Arkansas the day before that and Nashville, Tennessee the day before that. So we'll be at the Grand Canyon tomorrow and Vegas Thursday morning. We'll be doing the show from Las Vegas, I believe. So that's the plan. So you took a trip out to California for the Apple thing last week. How did that go?
It went very well. It's the first time the media has really gotten into the Apple campus. The first time we got to see Steve Jobs' theater, the theater space that was they held the event in, and it's really a trippy place. Like, they landscaped the entire thing. It feels like you're walking into a garden, and then all of the buildings, like the main theater that they held the event in, is all underground. So you walk into the building, and I've got pictures of this up on PC Mag, and I tweeted it in real time. And there's just a big, giant, empty auditorium in the first floor, just a one-floor building. And then you take these spiral staircases down into the ground, and that's where they have their demo area, and they had their entire theater area. And, you know, they Apple knows how to do their staging. They've been working in these big auditoriums for a number of years. Everybody recognizes them from the movie Steve Jobs. And now they finally got a theater that they can control everything in. And it was a pretty big event.
What about the products? Were you overwhelmed, underwhelmed? Anything unexpected? Anything that stuck out, jumped out at you, or was it ho-hum?
I mean, you know, a lot of this leaked in advance. So we knew that there were going to be three phones. We knew that there was this iPhone X was going to come out, that it was going to cost about $1,000. iPhone X, they want us to pronounce it iPhone 10, even though it's spelled iPhone X. So we got to train ourselves into calling it iPhone 10. But it's interesting. People focused on the iPhone 10 because the iPhone 8 is really, it looks a lot like the iPhone 7 and 7S. It's got the wireless charging, it's got the glass back, and it's got a faster processor, which is significant. Those are all good reasons to upgrade. If you're out of contract and you're moving on to the next phone, the thing that they presented the iPhone 10 as this, like, the future of the smartphone platform, and you know, this is the thing that they were going to bet on for the next 10 years. I was a little underwhelmed by that part of it, but then I got some hands-on time with it, and I played with it, and they've got this front-facing camera array. And the way I think of it is, it's really like putting like a small Xbox Kinect on the front of your phone, and that's what does the facial recognition. That's what does the and emojis, where it'll read your face and you can map your face onto various different emojis, basically the same way Snapchat does. But making it available on the iPhone opens up a whole new audience. So, like, the iPhone 10 itself, I'm not that blown away by. But the fact that they've got this camera in the front, a year from now they'll probably have the same camera in the back, and it's going to be this sort of portal to this augmented reality world where you can scan the world around you and your phone becomes that interface, that's what I'm excited about. I don't know that I'd spend $1,000 on the iPhone 10 in 3 weeks when it comes available. I don't see the value right now.
And Charlie, who is inside the hotel right now, I think he's taking a dump.
The second one?
Graphic. Yeah, I think so.
My God.
But he said that he's an Android guy. He goes, look, the Galaxy, these already do everything that this iPhone 10 does.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't think it's they. You got to sort of go into the Apple bubble, and then come back out and fact check everything you heard, because it's easy to get swept up in the moment. It is a premium device. It's got an OLED screen. Again, the Galaxies already have that, but it's got a beautiful OLED screen. It's very dramatic. It feels great in the hand. The build quality seems very superior. It has all the wireless charging, the faster processor. So it is. I mean, it's one of the best phones you can buy. But the thing that gets me is, just at $1,000, I think it's going to be really interesting a year from now, when we've got another cycle, when you've got the same type of camera and functionality on the back. You're using it to map space around you, not just map your face. That whole Face ID thing, taking out the home button and using your face instead, there were a couple little quirks. It failed on the demo stage. In the demo room, I was only able to use it with the customer support reps that Apple had put in there. Like, it didn't recognize my face. So I think that technology may need a little bit more developing, a little bit more baking. I don't know. If I were upgrading to a new iPhone, if I was in that universe, I'd probably go with the 8. at this point. It's $300 cheaper. Prices start at $700. And it just, it seems like a better bet than waiting on the iPhone. But, you know, some people are iPhone fans. They don't care about the money. They don't care how much it's spent.
I think they're going to buy it no matter what, Dan. Yeah. Is there any other technology news that we should be aware of?
In a couple weeks, Google's going to come out with the Pixel 2. It's their flagship Android phone made by HTC. It'll be interesting to see what kind of functionality gets put into that, because we're sort of in this space now where we've got the latest Samsung phones, we've got the Note 8 that's going up against these iPhones, and you know, the question is, can the Android universe innovate as quickly, and can they come out with something that's as big, makes as big a splash as the iPhone 10? And the Google Pixel 2 will probably be that phone. We just got to see what features are built into it and what software is ready when it ships in a couple of weeks.
All right. If you have a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let's go to Justin, who has a question for Dan Costa. Go ahead, Justin.
How we doing, guys?
Hey, man.
So my kids have a Nobby Dream Tab, and we're trying to download YouTube Kids on it, and it has a license agreement that says, update your Google Play license agreement, which you can't. So we're just going to scrap the Nobbies and go with a new tab, but we don't know what's good for a four-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Fire tablets. They're super cheap. It's a little bit of a custom Android environment, but that's a good. I find that that's a fine compromise to make, especially when you're talking about kids, because you've got parental controls built in. You kind of want them to live in a more controlled environment instead of just
right.
Raw Android in a browser. So, yeah, the Fire tabs and you basically pick your size. You can get a Fire tablet for under $50, and going into this holiday season, they're going to get discounted. They're going to get moved, and it's the fastest way to put a tablet in your kid's hands and the most control over it.
All right, let's go to Seth, who has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Seth.
Hi, I have a Galaxy S7, and I've linked my text messaging to my Facebook, like my Facebook Messenger, and it's ever since I updated my phone a few weeks ago, it seems to say that my phone, the message was failed to send, but it'll send my text message to the person I sent it to twice.
That's very annoying to those people, and to you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Dan, have you ever seen this before?
Super annoying. I have not, and I haven't heard about it, but I mean, in my world, like, I can't tell you how many times Apple has the same problems when you use iMessage and text messaging, and you're winding up taking two different applications and protocols and piggybacking them on top of each other. It opens up all these different worlds of problems. The best way to do it is uninstall the application. You may have to reinstall the version of Android, but I would start playing around with the settings. We've probably already done this, but deauthorizing Facebook will let you deauthorize that account and that service. Try all that, and then try removing the application. But in general, I tell people it's usually better not to connect these types of accounts, just because these types of things happen. With most with the Android interface, iOS interface, it's easy enough to just get notifications and take those conversations separately. The archival value of having one conversation thread, I think, is pretty overrated, especially when stuff like this happens.
Right.
All right. Let's go to let me see here. Let's go to Mike, who has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Dan, I got a kind of a three-part question. I'm a contractor, and I go to people's houses. I'm looking to make the jump into electronic invoicing. And I was curious if you have a recommendation for software. I know there's QuickBooks and workbooks. And then a recommendation, you were talking about Fire tablets and how you like those, if that would work on that software. And then lastly, what's the best way to, I invoice them on the spot. What's the best way without consuming too much data to get that invoice sent to these customers right there on the spot without being, in Wi-Fi?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different services out there. We reviewed a lot that's on the market. My go-to recommendation is really QuickBooks. I mean, The interface is clean. It's got a lot of power behind it. You can do invoicing. You can do billing. I don't know about the data. I don't think we've tested the data impact of running it mobily, but I wouldn't worry that much about it because you're not replicating the whole database. You're just sending invoices back and forth, and that's the thing that I like. That's one of the easiest services to use. It's also got a great online community of support. So you've got a lot of people that are using it, a lot of business people that are using it. It's easy to get tips. And if you run into trouble, you can probably Google the problem online and pull up an answer. And that makes a big difference. That makes a big difference to me.
I don't think data is going to be for running that. Your data is going to be non-existent. I mean, you're not going to use much data on that at all. What kind of tablet should he use? Should it go with Android? Should it go with iOS?
Yeah, the cheaper, if you're working in the field and you're a contractor, the way I would look at the tablet is make it cheap, make it big, and make it easy to replace. And iPads are great, but when you break them and you will break them, you're going to drop it. No matter what case you put in, it's going to crack. You're going to feel terrible about it, and it's going to cost you a couple $100. Get Android tablets and just plan on once every 9 months, and you'll feel better about it. The other service you should look into is Bill.com. That's our editor's choice for just payments and receivable. Not quite as powerful as QuickBooks, but probably easier to use and a nice gateway service, and cheaper than QuickBooks too. So that's another good option.
All right, Tony has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Dan, I was wondering about the Note 8. A lot of the people that pre-ordered still haven't gotten their phones.
Yeah, probably the most popular phone of the year, the most in-demand phone. The problem is not necessarily with Samsung making the units available, but getting the Note 8 on every carrier. Carriers are having trouble actually fulfilling some of the orders. I think that's going to resolve itself. It's mostly resolved itself now, but I think in the next couple of weeks, everybody that wants one will be able to get.
I'm sorry, Dan. I ordered directly from Samsung. I ordered an unlocked one from them, and there's tons of people. The forums are full of it that the people aren't getting their phones.
Yeah.
How long ago did you order this?
I pre-ordered it on the 27th of August. They promised me a ship date of the 11th, and still no phone. Customer service is horrible. Call, and it's a four-hour wait on the phone. You send them emails. They promise you a 24-hour bounce back on the email.
Dan's different than me. Like he calls these places for customer service and emails. They probably respond because he's like a tech reporter
kind of guy. Yeah, it says PCMag.com in his email.
Me, I do not. If it's a big company like Samsung or who, I don't even bother. Like one time I got this was just recently. I bought a copy of Microsoft Windows. This computer right here behind me on Rolling Glory One, and the sticker, you know how it has a license sticker
thing? Yeah, the key thing.
It has a key, like a 16-digit thing. It was damaged, and I could not read a couple of the digits. Oh, man. You try and get this solved with those guys. I mean, an absolute nightmare.
Phone calls or emails?
Phone calls, emails, and finally, do you know what I did? They go, we want to log in remotely and look at your computer. I go, I just installed this. Like, this is log in remotely. What are you going
to
look at?
I can't even hook it up to the internet yet.
And I said, I go, you know what I did? I went out, I bought another copy of Windows. I said, forget it. I can't deal with this. So I just ate it, a $100 copy of Windows.
But a phone, you can't eat a phone. That's $800.
No, I'm not saying you can. I'm saying, don't ever count on getting customer service from anyone. No, you
exactly.
Get your phone, but don't ever count
on it. Is it cool to be able to go to the Apple store, though? Because like, there's no Samsung store that I know of. And like to be able to go, if you have a problem with that, and you just walk in and
Yeah, but like I don't like the whole layout of the Apple store. It's like a free-for-all when you go in there. And like they have some weird secret code that they tell, like a guy in the black hat, you know, like he's... They all have these little earpieces
they're
like they're the Secret Service.
Don't you make appointments?
I don't know what they're saying. No, who makes an appointment?
I do all the time.
That's for dorks.
We talk about get right in there. No free-for-all. I get taken care of.
No, you have to go in there and you have to tell them. And there's too many people. They're all standing around. They could cut their staff by about 50%. They're all standing around. I don't know what the hell's going on in there.
But isn't it better than having to call somebody, like having to call Windows or call Apple if you could just show up and be
this definitely sucks. Is.
What's wrong with this?
Yes, it is. Although, I will say that you don't always get a solution when you go into the Apple
store. Oh, okay.
Not always. Like, one time I had a thing with an iPhone. I bought it, like, when I got the iPhone 7 came out. So I had the iPhone 6S or whatever the hell it was. I factory reset that. They have this weird thing in there that locks your phone, and it's like you need some, I don't even remember, but it's like some weird, and it goes, oh, this phone has been activated. You just can't use this phone anymore. And it's locked to a specific iTunes account. You go, okay, well, this is my account. I'm the only one that's ever used that. No. They go, it's locked to this email address. It's not my email address. It's some nonsensical email address. You go online, you find out this is a very common thing. You go into the Apple store, they're like, oh, I've never seen this. I go, I think that's hard to believe considering I was just on your website and there's like 8,000 people saying the same thing. So, you know, I don't know if you always, it is a positive though to be able to go into one of those stores, I suppose. But anyhow, Dan, what does this guy do? What are his options?
Yeah. So here's the short answer is for Samsung doesn't have much of a customer service department. So when it comes to getting service for hardware and phones, if you're in the Apple universe, you go to an Apple store. 100% best way to go. My girlfriend just got her camera on her iPhone 7 replaced, covered under Apple Care. It's the best place to get support. If you're in the Android universe, the only place really to get support is not Google, it's not Samsung, it's going to a carrier, walking into your carrier store. You pay AT&T thousands of dollars a year for coverage and service. They will treat you and they will service your hardware and see if it works, see if it's under warranty and help make it work. You got to go in there and demand that service from them. And it may take a couple of visits, but that's the only place you're going to get a live person that is financially motivated and making you happy. That's the best way to go. So I would cancel that. I'd cancel that order. You waited long enough, and then find whatever carrier you're going to be walking into, and you can buy unlocked phones from them.
All right, Dan, what do you guys have at PCMag.com right now that people will be interested in checking out?
We've got. I know we're working on some iPhone 10 coverage. The latest benchmarks are out. This 811 processor that's in these new iPhone devices looks like it's outperforming the competition and may even be faster than the Android competition on the market. So we'll know that by the end of the day. We're testing it now. And then, you know, we're also covering this malware hit. And I don't know if you've been following Experian, but Experian basically leaked the social security numbers of 135 million Americans. And
it's every adult.
That story.
That's every adult in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
in pretty much everyone.
Their executives are being investigated for dumping stock before the breach. And we're just spending a lot of time
very
tracking
suspicious.
That story. And trying to help people protect themselves, which is not going to be easy.
Well, the other thing, Dan, you can try this out. I don't know if they've since someone emailed me about this, and they have a website that Experian put up, or Equifax. Who is it? Is it Experian
Equifax.
Or Equifax? I forget which
Equifax.
One.
Equifax.
Is it Equifax? Whichever one it is. They have a website that they put up. You can put in the last six digits of your social security number and your last name, and they'll tell you if you're impacted. Try it. I made up six digits and a fake last name, and it goes, oh, yeah, you've been impacted by this.
Oh, Rover, I put mine in and said, no, you're not impacted. So I think it's true. I hope it's true.
So I just so happened to come up with six random digits on a social security number that matched someone's last name. Mm-hmm. That's impossible.
No, but why did mine say you're not impacted? Wouldn't they want me to think I am, so I go through and sign up for the credit report?
I don't know what they're doing. I think they just they got to throw a random person in there. Oh, yeah, you're not affected. Everyone's affected. They're all everyone. All right. Dan, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Thank you. And if you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at RoverRadio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or Apple TV. For everyone else, we'll be back. For all other stations, we'll be back right after this. We'll be right back with our last shizzy of the morning. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's like the Antiques Roadshow. They're traveling the country while Jeffrey inspects and appraises ancient grannies. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are in
Gallup, New Mexico.
Gallup, New Mexico. Tell me about Gallup, New Mexico.
Don't know anything about it.
How, what's the population of Gallup?
Well, I would say, judging from the size, it's about, say, about at least 50,000.
He just completely made that up.
Yeah, what'd you say? I don't know. So
I just threw a guess out there.
Man. It's loud.
Sorry there. Let's see here. Gallup, New Mexico. Let's look this up. It is a population of, city population of 21,000. The metro is 71,000, Jeffers.
So, okay, so it's short by 20,000.
It's founded in 1881. And that's about it.
Yep.
Anybody famous come out of here?
Not that I know of. Let's see.
Jeffrey, you always name a wrestler from every city we go to. Who's the most
famous? Every city.
New Mexico. Well, what's one from New Mexico?
Notable people. Glenn L. Emmons, who was a former Gallup banker and the commissioner of the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Okay. Oh, cool. That's a good start.
Mike Everett. He was a Major League Baseball umpire. Con Gallegos.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is, Dieter?
Sound like a coffee can or something?
Nope. Former NFL quarterback for the Oakland Raiders.
Say his name again?
C-H-O-N. Gallegos.
I don't know him.
He is 77 years old now.
Oh.
Let me see. Did he ever? Boy, I don't know. Does it?
Play with those leather
he played
helmets.
One season with the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Probably didn't get a snap. All right, let's see. Who else do we have? Arthur T. Hannett. He was the mayor of Gallup and the 7th governor of New Mexico. Anawa Lacey, 2006 Miss New Mexico USA.
Sounds hot.
Hiroshi H. Miyayurma, Medal of Honor recipient in the Army, awarded for his actions during the Korean War. And Carolyn S. Shoemaker, astronomer and co-discoverer of Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9.
Oh, 9, not 8?
Not 8.
Okay, so I was thinking of 8.
Yeah, so...
Fun.
Not a lot of notable people from Gallup. What, Dougie?
That sounds like a lot of fun people come out of there.
Yeah, well, it's not a lot going on, I don't think. But we're on our way to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which should be a lot of fun. That will provide all the excitement that we need.
That's right.
What are you guys going to do today?
Yeah. Snitz and Charlie are going to go hiking out in the desert.
I'm putting my wrong. No, I'm seriously putting my foot down. I'm going to call his wife. If,
hey, you're the anti.
Nope. I will call Mrs.
You're
Snitzer.
You're the anti-fun. You've never had. You've literally never had fun in your life, and that's fine. Well, you're going to come out to Vegas and be a bore out there. I'm going to go have fun. So
yeah, my wife knows about it. So.
Yeah, we're going to go for. It's a 3-mile hike. Yeah, it's not some big. Extended hike.
They'll have that like that old like in the middle of the desert like that steer like skull, and there will like Snitzer's skull be right next to it
with
there.
A beard attached.
No, I mean, it's the furthest we're going to get away from the trailhead is 1.5 miles. So if anything happens,
what do you do?
It's only going to be 80 degrees here today. You said.
Yeah.
All right.
What if he passes out though?
It's not that hot. Well, it's 1.5 miles out.
You're going
to
drag
carry him out if you had to?
No. The reason it's 1.5 miles out, it says there's lots of families and stuff to go on this. So there'll be other people, I assume.
But say it was just you. Could you carry him out if you had to?
No, I just bury him.
Yeah, like, sorry, buddy. Bury you alive.
No, I don't.
Were you, when we held Snitz up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was because he was in the midst of having a seizure, which he doesn't say is a seizure. He says it was a passing out, but whatever it was, and maybe it was just because he was in the midst of that, but he seemed very, very frail. Like when I grabbed them,
it was old man body. You were touching an old, like if you ever had to help your grandpa, like
well,
his
I didn't
skin.
Realize like how frail he is. He doesn't look frail
because he quit eating and now he's losing all this weight. So you can feel his bones through his skin.
And not getting enough protein, that's a major thing for muscle mass and bones. Mm-hmm. And that could wreak havoc on you.
Did you stop eating, Snitz? You just gave up eating or what?
No, I eat a lot. I ate 1,200 or so calories a day.
It's kind of a small amount.
It's really not enough.
It's a very small amount.
That's like a diet amount, not a lifelong amount.
No, because I was losing weight.
But it seemed like the past year you've been on this diet.
No. Last couple months.
It felt like going to the nursing home and I'd have to touch my grandpa. Like it really felt like that. Like the skin is kind of looser on the... It's looser. Yeah, you have old man strength. Of course you could. But it's like looser on the bones and it's just like, you know, there's probably some hanging stuff going on in different places.
Uh-huh.
He felt like an... I never realized it either.
I didn't know if it was because the life was going out of him in that moment.
It might have been. That's the first time I've ever really... Touched snitz,
right. So I don't know if you felt him after like a good hearty meal of beets or whatever it is that he eats, if he doesn't feel that way. I don't know. But all right, just be careful today.
It says it's an easy hike. It's not like some sort of super, we're not climbing a mountain.
Do you think it's harder or easier than hiking the 6 blocks from the record store in Nashville? Mm.
Oh, this is going to be way harder than that. This is too sad.
I'm just saying that. That was the last incident. So. True.
It wasn't the walk.
But the sun, how hot was the sun in Nashville?
That was 90.
Okay, and this is 82?
87 was in Nashville.
Okay, and here's going to be 82, 5-degree difference, but let's go on a hike.
You keep changing the numbers. It's 80. It's going to be 81.
Oh, not 82.
What was it? If it's not the walk, it's not the heat, what is it?
There's a lot of different factors.
I think it was. My guess, heat.
Was dehydration. Whoops.
No water. Lack of food.
Yeah.
All those things.
Stress leads to it too. You know.
But think
what
about
are you stressed out about.
I have life. What are you
just
talking about?
Knowing
what
us.
Stressed about. Living life. I that's stressful.
What is stressing you out now, Snitz?
Yeah, what's going on?
What the strip sucks.
Why? Because only because you died. You can't be stressed out about dying. That caused you to die.
I'm stressed out after the fact. Yeah.
What came first, the stress or the stress?
Exactly.
Death.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
We just moved. We have a lot of changes going on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My son, is coming back to visit soon, and I got a lot of stuff on my mind.
Jeffrey, yay or nay are going on this hike today?
I'm not interested in looking at a rock shaped like a penis, so.
It's not, Jeffrey.
He keeps thinking about this.
It's just a big rock.
It's called church rock. I think it looks like a church, if anything. I don't know.
The way you described it makes me, I think I'll just.
Do you think you're gay if you look at a dildo rock?
No, I'm just not the hiking type.
Church rock is in Utah.
Oh, God.
Church rock. Red Rock Park.
It's right.
New Mexico.
Oh, Church Rock, New Mexico?
Well, that's a city. That's also different. Church Rock, Red Rock Park. That's what we have to type in.
Okay, so you're not looking at this one in Utah, right? You're not.
No.
This one is the one that's like a dome shape.
That one looks really cool. No, not that one that looks really cool. This
Church
one's,
Rock.
This one's kind of lame.
Rock.
Church Rock.
Red Rock. With an R.
Yep. Church Rock, Red Rock is what I'm supposed to search for?
Yes, Church Rock, Red Rock, New Mexico. Yeah, it just looks like a rock, guys. It's just.
But it is the shape of a dildo. Jeffrey's right. When you pull it up.
Okay. So, it's just a rock. Yeah,
whatever, you go look at stuff. You're outside. Jeez. Great outdoors, man.
You looked at a bunch of dumb Cadillacs yesterday. Stuck in the ground.
I didn't know what that was. I just got in an Uber, and they're like, I go, what should we do? They go to Cadillac Ranch. Like, what is that? There's got to be some sweet stuff going on at Cadillac Ranch. No, right?
Sounds cool.
It sounds like a sweet bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was, wasn't it? In Cleveland?
There used to be a bar called Cadillac Ranch back home in downtown in the old Higbee building.
All right. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it. Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. Police in Louisiana have arrested a woman from Texas. She's accused of shooting and dismembering her boyfriend and dumping parts of his body in southeast Texas. Police say 30-year-old Sierra Sutton was jailed without bond following this arrest. And investigators allege that she fatally shot her 32-year-old boyfriend as he slept following a fight, and then she dismembered his body with a machete. And she did this at their at an apartment, and they say, according to investigators, the torso was found at a landfill 4 days after he was reported missing. So she's now arrested, shooting him while he sleeps and then cutting him up with a machete. That's disgusting. So what's the real key to happiness? What do you think that is? What's the answer? What's going to really bring you happiness? Is it money? Is it love? Being fit? What is it?
Out of those?
Anything.
Money.
Money, right? Money definitely brings more happiness than any of those other things.
Okay, that is not according to this story. A lot of people think
that
money...
That's what they tell people to... That's what they tell people so that people aren't depressed because they don't have any money. Yeah. They go, money can't buy you happiness. Yes, it can. How many rich people do you see that are unhappy? Not too many.
So
there's a few.
Here's...
But most are real happy because they can pay their bills.
Okay, so here's what the study says, Rover, and you have money. I think you are in a good position in life. And a study has found that sex and sleep, those are the things that have the strongest association with a person being happy. So is it,
yeah,
would you
sex
rather,
for sure.
Well, would you rather have sleep? Like if you are always tired, that makes you miserable. Would you rather have money or sex?
I would rather have, oh boy, I don't know. How much money are we talking about? I mean, I could go without sex for a year if you gave me $1 million or something.
But how about good sleep for a year? For a million.
See, I don't even need good sleep. I just need, if you could get me on a sleep schedule and I slept for 7 hours at the same time every night, day in, day out, 365 days. I would definitely do that. I'd try that.
But you can control that.
Isn't
that up to you, Rover?
For me. It's impossible.
It's really up to you. Nobody else can make you go to sleep.
That's why you have to, like, give me an injection or something
like
that.
Like chloroform over your mouth?
Something, right. I mean, give me that same Dr. Michael Jackson had.
No,
Becky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. So I don't know the answer to whatever dude she was talking about. Becky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Becky.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Good, I'm sure. Well, I wanted to ask her about his potassium levels. They said that they checked him out pretty good in the hospital, but his symptoms sound just like what happened to me because I was also dehydrated and my potassium levels were so low. They said, I mean, it deals with your heart, I mean, everything else, your blood pressure. So I was curious about that.
Snitch, do you have a potassium level?
I don't know. I mean, all I had to eat that day was a banana, which is all potassium. But, yeah, I don't know.
Do you think you had a potassium overdose, perhaps?
From a banana?
From a banana. Well, you didn't have any other food. You're living off of potassium.
Overdosed on banana.
Come on. I don't know.
The banana, it really could have been. Maybe it could be what she's saying, because the banana he ate was at 7, 8 in the morning. And then by the time he passed out, it was 12 or 1.
He's potassium deficient by that point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering about it, because he wants to go on this walk. Just make sure he's pretty dehydrated, and you can buy potassium pills and take those, because a body can throw out.
No, I'll load him up with all sorts of vitamins before we go.
Is there some sort of cart you can get over there? There's a Home Depot right over there. Is there some sort of cart that you might be able to... You could drag him in, you know, like just behind you.
Well,
like
there's
a
shopping cart. He asked me if I could put him in the shopping cart and push him up there. No.
Or on a dolly like Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
We can at Bernie's tie your feet together and climb up the hill that way.
Do they sell life alerts there?
That's a good question. Because if he does go down at the very end, what do you do?
I'm telling you, you have to fireman carry him out to save his life.
I couldn't do that.
If you had to do it.
I mean, walk out like 100 feet like that. You really think I could carry Snitzer?
Oh, no.
For 2 miles?
I'm just warning you to get him out of the sun. He'll die if you don't drag him out.
I'll cover him with some leaves or something to make sure he gets
shade. The desert. There's no leaves. That's why you're out in the desert.
Maybe you actually do bury him a little bit so he cools down. Uh-huh. So the sun isn't beating down on him.
Go with water. Maybe get a flare gun. So You can alert somebody for help.
How much more are you going to spend? You're right, shooting yourself in the head with that gun. We have a full,
how much? How, what do you think? They're up to like 48 pounds of gear. Yeah,
I'm
going
to get a mule to carry all this 3 mile
hike.
Yes.
All right, go on, Dougie.
Oh crap, Merriam Webster just announced a bunch of new words that they've added to their dictionary, which basically legitimizes the words for better or for worse. So here are some of the highlights: pregame. To start drinking alcohol before an event or activity. Froyo, that's been added. Frozen yogurt. Sriracha, that's the, isn't that the sauce, the hot peppers pureed with garlic and salt and all that, okay? What?
Pregame has been around for 20
years. Froyo has been around for quite a while, too.
Yeah, what's take as long to get these words in there?
Troll, to harass, criticize, or antagonize somebody.
Oh, man, they're behind on everything.
Yeah. Those are some of them. Adidas has passed the Jordan brand as the second most popular sneaker in the United States. And this is according to a market tracking company. And so number one, obviously, is Nike. Number two is Adidas. And then number three is Jordan. Speaking
Jordan
of...
Jordan was Nike.
Huh?
Well, he is. He's
well,
a
he
brand
owns,
off of...
Right.
But they're making it separate.
Correct. Oh.
Did Jeffrey blow his nose and put the Kleenex on the counter?
Yeah, it's right there. We're over.
No, I just rubbed my nose. I didn't actually blow it. My nose itched. I had an itch in my nose.
Well, those are boogers that are making your nose itch, and then you put your headphones
on. It's a booger rag.
It's a booger rag that he just puts right down on the counter
for
all
of us
to touch
later.
Yeah, but what
I'm saying is that there's no boogers on it. That's the thing.
Open it up.
Because he put his headphones on top of the booger rag.
No, there's no boogers on my headphones.
Oh, it's sticking together. Look.
Nice and lean. And
yeah, but it dried out over the past half hour.
Would you
There's
look
a booger right in the middle. Look at the bottom of the napkin.
Would you look at the prove
this,
it?
You mean this little thing right here?
Is that a booger?
Yeah, the green thing.
Paper. Eat it.
No green thing right here. I don't know, Dieter. Your eyes must be playing like tricks on you.
All right, go on, Dish.
I'm just going to end with this because you guys are all driving me crazy. 2017 is turning out to be one of the worst years ever for the evolution of jeans. We've had a lot of stories about expensive jeans that are pre-stained with mud or totally crotchless, jeans that zip down the back to expose your butt crack. Well, now add this to the list. A designer has created something called double jeans. Basically, they look like you put on a pair of jeans and then you put on another pair over them. But had those sit 6 inches lower on your thighs. So it's like a taco, like layered on top of each other, but in jeans. You wear one pair of jeans and then another pair lower. Isn't that the dumbest thing?
Why?
$700 they're selling for. Who pays for these?
So when you're sagging your jeans, you see the other jeans underneath it?
Yes, it's
you're
right.
Top of it?
Sagging jeans on top of jeans. It's I don't know who buys these jeans.
I'm looking at I'm trying to get a photo of this.
Here it is.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Oh
my
God,
Robert.
That's awful.
You'll never see me wearing those.
Are people really buying these, or are all the stories you have of first of all, I don't know where she's getting her stories from, but are people really buying these?
No,
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen a person? Remember that story of that person that. They didn't have jeans. It was just the line, the stitching of the jeans they were wearing.
Right.
You ever seen that? Nobody wears those.
No. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. They're sold out. They only made 2 pair, but they're sold out. Okay. Go on.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
If you've got the desire to be on the radio and to find the one night stand, I mean love of your life, we got the hookup. Sign up to be our next Thursday hookup hottie at roverradio.com.
All right, we are in New Mexico right now. We're going to roll out tonight. We're going to head out to the Grand Canyon. That should be interesting because I don't think there's any internet out there, and I believe it's going to probably be the first time that we're going to fire up the satellite here on Rolling Glory 1 and try and broadcast via satellite.
Hopefully that works.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong? I think a one button, push button operation, turnkey, I think is the way they describe it, Charlie. So we're heading out tonight to head over there, and then eventually we're going to end up in Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
How does the Grand Canyon work? Because it's huge. Is there a place, like a certain place people go?
Yeah, there's overlooks and stuff, yeah.
A bunch of them? Is there one major one that everybody, like, that's the place you go?
Like there's always a spot in the movies that they go to.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Douche.
No, is there a hotel, like a hub? Like...
Yeah, is there a hotel or how did?
I don't know the answer to any of these questions.
Okay. We'll be fine.
Maybe when you're out on your hike in the desert, you can research this.
We'll be hiking, but yeah, okay.
Well, most of, you know, I see Jeffrey, he's on his phone nonstop, no matter what he's doing. So I assume when you're on a hike, you'll be on your phone. Yeah. You know, why not?
Hello?
Oh, well, I was on the commercial break. I was playing, trying to beat my best score at solitaire to no avail. So.
What a shame. All right. Let me take a quick break. We're going to wrap everything up. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you are not a Plus subscriber, you should sign up right now to get the Aftermath and everything else that is offered on RMG Plus. They're going to start that show live in probably 15, 20 minutes from now. We'll tell you what's coming up right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh, God.
Good. What's going on?
Oh, man. Dieter,
I saw you
just
run out of the bus.
I had to exit the bus.
Why?
Emergency exit. This guy, Dieter, is just dropping bombs here.
He has been farting.
Well, a lot. That was a perfect crop dust. I got it right as I was. I'm sitting in my seat. I start to fart, and I crop dust across the hallway to the bathroom. And they're all talking, having a great time. Then all of a sudden, it gets very quiet, and everybody's just like, oh, damn, what's that smell?
It's unreal.
It's like I ate a 5-pound steak or anything. You know?
Let's see. You ate a 4.5-pound steak.
Didn't finish it yesterday.
And right? Your bowels are obstructed, so something's going on down there.
I know. You're telling me, man. You've been farting too, don't forget.
Yeah, but my farts aren't that lethal.
Right.
I've started getting that bus air. It started coming back in my bunk.
Yeah, that's a nice that little...
When was that?
It's a nice step. Last night?
Yeah, last night, resting peacefully, finally fell asleep. And then it's like toxic fumes are going into my nose, leaking from your bathroom. I know. Is it right when you were taking a dump?
And you flush?
No, I think that... Were we going or were we stopped? Sometimes when they dump the tanks, that's when...
Do you get it back in your place?
Oh, okay.
It's
unreal.
Can't be as bad as us.
It is.
I mean, we have the vents right by our nose as we're sleeping.
It's like piping in. It's
perfectly...
The exhaust fumes of the diarrhea right
gotta
in.
There's definitely an issue. I talked to... There's some issue with the bus. It's literally like piping the vent, like the poop vent, right back into the bus. I don't know.
Right into our vents, our air vents.
Well, good. After that's payback for what that was. My Lord. Anyhow. What is this you tell me about scat?
I heard it. I don't know if it's true. You know, we rip on scat, and I hope this isn't true, but I heard he might have had an incident or something.
Jeffrey, what do you know about this?
All I know is that one time I went to his house for Monday Night Raw, and he told me that he didn't really want me to mention this to you guys because I know how you guys rip on him, but he had kind of a very small stroke.
A stroke? How old is he?
He's about my age.
59?
No, he's in his 40s. He's a few years younger than me.
So 48?
No.
Scat had a stroke?
Yeah.
And
Jeffrey was telling us.
Scat's a friend of the show for how many years?
Right. Of Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
He's Jeffrey.
One of our best friends on the show.
Are you friends with him, douche?
I don't know about
it. Yes, close.
So, I mean, what happened? When did this happen?
I exactly don't know when it happened. I don't know the specifics as to what had occurred.
You don't ask when your friend has a stroke. Like,
when your friend goes, I had a stroke, you don't go, oh, when did that happen?
Are you okay?
It probably had occurred about 2 weeks before the last time I got to see him for Monday Night Raw, so that's why I didn't be able to talk to him. And so,
have you seen him after the stroke?
I saw him once, but I think he was just finally his body was finally pulling itself back together.
And what caused it?
What was his demeanor like? Did he, was he
just weak? He was still friendly, talkative, but he was kind of weak. His
did
voice
one
kind
of half
kind
of his face not work?
Well, it's just like you didn't notice it right away until you hear him talk.
So he can't talk the same. Is he talking on one side of his mouth, like his left side?
If I'm looking at him, it would be the right side.
You don't ask any questions? Have you checked up on him? I mean,
all I know is
we make fun of Scat a lot, but he actually cares for Jeffrey's family, and he'll go and help them do things and everything. And if
when he's not taking their text messages off of Jeffrey's phone and leaking them to the show,
that's true.
But he's not doing that kind of stuff.
But he also does. He's really great with Jeffrey's kids. He takes care of the kids when we're gone and stuff. And he's a really good guy to Jeffrey's kids. And if Jeffrey's kids had an incident, Scat would be. And Scat now has an incident. You don't ask anything?
I mean, I don't know how it happened. He just told the only thing he didn't tell me much. He just told me he just says he's got to take better care of his body. And, you know, why, you know.
So, in other words, no, he didn't ask any questions whatsoever.
He was standing up.
He was like, hey, what do we have to eat for while we watch Monday Night Raw?
No, I didn't ask that. You know, it's just like, it's just certain things I just. You know, I mean, that did concern me because, you know, he's got.
No, it didn't. You're not concerned in the least.
This is really, I mean, I'm seeing a trend here because when Snitzer passed out, Jeffrey walked away. Didn't care
right.
at all.
Right.
And now.
You remember when his mother-in-law was passed out dead for 24 hours? They were just like, Beth, walk over her. She's okay. Who needs to mess with her?
It was a diabetic shock.
Yeah.
Are you scared around blood? Are you squeamish?
No, it's just that I wasn't around when it happened. When it happened, I was like, when he told me, I was like, are you serious? I mean, it's just that a guy your age should not be happening unless, you know, something happened. And I just didn't want to feel like, I felt like I was kind of prying into his personal business. And, you know,
what is a stroke exactly? I mean, I know
it's in the brain. Like heart attacks to heart and the brain, there's a blockage in the brain.
Okay. Does that make you pass out?
Oh, yeah. Lose oxygen to the brain. It causes damage.
So then that's what causes you get permanent damage, right?
Can.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think this one was mild enough where the body could fully recover from it.
Mm.
Is that possible after? Even if it's a super mild? If you lose your speech or your.
You can recover.
You can come back.
If they find it. Soon enough, they give you something now that goes right into your bloodstream and can dissolve the clot. Mm-hmm. It's like a life-saving miracle drug if you can get to the hospital in time. If you got this thing, you know, through an IV and it goes into you, it could dissolve the clot and immediately save your life.
Did he get that?
Yeah, I believe he got that.
What makes you believe that?
Because his appearance, it didn't look like it was really. Because what face it says drooping, you know, it was just that.
So
one
in other words,
smile.
He has no idea whether he got that or not. Yeah. It wasn't discussed.
Could you imagine that?
Sure, it's just his everyday life. Brian, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Yo, what's up, Rover?
Yo,
how do you guys like the land of entrapment?
New Mexico, well, we haven't really gotten to see much of it today because we've been doing the show, but we'll go out after the show is over and see what's going on.
I know, I was so disappointed you guys couldn't stop in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's just we got to get as far as we can during the guy's allotted miles. I don't know what the difference between here and Albuquerque is. I don't know.
We were there like
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have been really far away. I don't think then we'd have to be on the road another day before we get to Vegas, right?
Yeah, well, we got to get to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's the whole point of the trip. So maybe on the way back, I can't make any guarantees. I don't know what the trip on the way back looks like, Brian, but maybe we'll see if we're heading that way on the way back.
Albuquerque awesome. Looks sweet. It's where they filmed Breaking Bad and stuff. You actually go see the guy's house, Walter White's house.
My Uber driver couldn't stop talking about Santa Fe. That's where he said to go.
That's the location of the New Mexico Penitentiary. They had the big prison right there in 1980.
I would love to see that.
1980, yeah.
It's relevant.
All right.
Hey, we're talking about New Mexico for crying out loud.
So, Brian, maybe we'll see you on the way back. I'm not sure.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, my man.
Terry in Louisville. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Terry.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, my wife and I went to Flagstaff, and we decided to go up to the Grand Canyon. And it's about 2.5 hours from Flagstaff, and there's nothing out there. We got up there, and I thought, you know, we'll go to that thing that they built where you can walk out over the canyon. It's got a glass floor. It's a big steel frame
that they
put in the side of the canyon. And I walked up to the guide there, and I said, you know, where is this thing? And he said, well, he said, it's about 250 miles west of us. He says, it's right near Las Vegas. So, you know, the Grand Canyon is 300 miles long, and I think you guys would be better off if you went to the west side of the canyon, because you're going to be closer to, you know, Lake Mead and all of the stuff. And but otherwise, you're going to spend, you know, 4 or 5 hours in a diversion, you know, going off of Interstate 40.
Yeah, I haven't been looking at the route of this whatsoever, so I've left it up to everyone else. Have you guys been looking at this, Charlie? Have you?
No, that's why I asked.
Who's routing this whole thing? Where are we going?
Me too.
Is she? I don't know if she's paying attention to this.
Oh, I've no. That's why I asked, is there a Grand Canyon spot, or is there a bunch of Grand Canyon spots? I always thought it was really close to Vegas, and I know I'm getting this information from a movie, but Vegas Vacation... Halfway through the movie, I think they went and visited the Grand Canyon, right?
Well, the Hoover Dam.
Oh, it was the Hoover Dam.
Can we stop and see that, too?
Oh,
we'll probably go right by it.
This guy emailed me, said there's three things you have to stop by. The Hoover Dam, the Grand Canyon, and this meteor crash site.
Cool.
That they're all on the way to Vegas, so we can stop and see all three.
Meteor crash
Roswell, New Mexico?
No, not that one. That one we already passed, because I wanted to see that so bad. And Jeffrey's like, we passed in the middle of the night. I didn't wake you.
No,
like,
it's because Roswell, New Mexico is 283 miles southeast of here.
Okay.
So 283 miles, not 85, not 80. All right, Terry, that's a good idea. Let's. Why don't you plan on that? We could go on that glass thing. That would make it a little bit exciting, I think.
I think the Grand Canyon's going to be exciting.
It's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this thing. I always wanted to see this gigantic hole.
All right, all right. Greg, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Greg.
Hey.
Hey,
what are all the white stains on Jeffrey's t-shirt and shorts?
Well, the shorts are right around the crotch area. There's no mistaking
that. I don't know what
he's
laughing at. Yeah, there's stains
all
over
your
shirt.
Well, he's saying the white stains on my shirt. It happens to say the word Bowie.
No, Jeffrey, below that. Stand back up. Stand back up, Jeffrey. See at the bottom of your shirt?
I know exactly what
Pull your shirt out flat. No, pull your shirt out flat. Yeah, see right there?
Those? Oh, my God.
You know where we
what
got porn? We got porn on the bunk now? Porn on the bus? That's all porn.
No, that's not from porn.
Porn
that's from me. That's from me eating my Bacon King last night.
Right there? Because we're over your crotch?
I did see that happen.
White stains?
It's well, because Bacon King's had mayonnaise, ketchup, bacon, cheese, and two patties.
It is a mayonnaise of some sort.
That's the condiment mayonnaise, not the...
And you're just eating that, right, and just spilling it all over, or what?
I was watching him do that, yeah.
Not in the short snits. That was already there.
No, not the shorts. Shorts, that was already there.
Oh, it's kind of faded, though. These are old.
When he was eating a sandwich, it was just dripping all over him. He's not even paying attention. It was all over his face. It was awesome.
I watched him eat a Hershey's bar, and I've just never... It's an interesting movie. Undoes the Hershey's bar, and then just sets it on his lap.
Yes.
That's what, that's what he does with the McDoubles.
It just sets the entire Hershey's
bar.
Yes,
yeah, but I have he the takes wrapper. No. He takes the McDoubles, takes the wrapper away, throws the wrapper away completely, and then takes a McDouble, puts it on each thigh. One McDouble on the right thigh.
No, on my life.
Stop. Every time we go to Rochester,
you do it. No,
on my life.
No,
I swear to God. Jeffrey, that's
your move. No. If I have to put something on my thigh, I have it with the wrapper, then I take it and eat it, and then I pitch the wrapper.
Jeffrey, we watched you do it with the Hershey's bar because we all looked like, you just set it right on your lap.
Yeah, it's just convenient.
Is that the same wrapper that we said, hey, there's not a trash bag in the trash can, so don't put the wrapper or anything down the trash
chute? Then I went outside on the last stop, I checked it. The trash can does have a liner.
Let's talk about right after I said there's not a trash bag in the trash can right now, so don't put any trash down the trash chute.
It was already too late.
And you said, no, I told you in advance.
It was literally 3 minutes before you did it. Because he said it. You opened your Hershey's bar, you set it on your lap, then you gobbled it off your lap, and then you took the wrapper,
and you threw it on the trash chute.
Yeah,
literally right after I said, don't put any trash on that trash chute.
Sorry about that.
All right. All right, Dougie, is there anything I have to plug before we get out of here?
We can do some Breaking Benjamin tickets if you want. Caller 30 right now, and you can win tickets to see Breaking Benjamin. That is Tuesday, November 7th at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 30, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Good luck to you.
All right. 866-967-6837.
We saw Breaking Benjamin in Florida.
Yeah. We did.
One of our coworkers at work was very offended that that was not mayonnaise that you dripped onto your shirt there. It's gender neutralize.
No, I don't care what people say. It's mayonnaise. So let's knock it off with the political correctness, okay? Let's knock it off with that crap.
We are live from Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Next time you take a trip, stop at one of their locations, fuel up, get stuff to eat. They have food. They have drink. They have everything that you need inside.
I think
they do have Dippin' Dots at a lot of these, too, which are fantastic. What do you guys have coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus?
Am I killing Snitzer by making him go on this hike? Is Jeffrey making his kids pay for their own socks? And we'll talk about the Kevin Hart situation. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com, and you can watch or listen live there on the website or with the app or the Apple TV app.
One thing I want to send a shout out to my older brother, Cliff. Today's his 25th wedding anniversary, bro. If you're listening, I know you probably hate my guts, but happy anniversary. Oh,
why does he hate you? Why would he hate your guts?
Know. Okay, we'll get into that.
When was the last time you talked to your brother, Cliff?
It's been quite a while.
How long? Years?
No, not years. Probably since I've been on the show. Because all the crazy stuff.
Wait, since you've been on the show, it's been over years, Jeffrey. It's been 6 years.
Oh, but I just want
to... Wait a second. When was the last time you talked to your brother?
I think the last time earlier this, before earlier this summer, we'll leave it at that.
What?
What is going on?
Why don't you just admit it? I mean, what do you mean? First you say you haven't talked to him since you've been on the show.
I don't call him. Sometimes he'll call me, you know, so.
Why don't you call him, man? Why does he have to call you?
I don't know. He's always, he works.
You call all sorts of people. You call strangers you meet on the internet.
And everybody works.
So.
You work.
Do you feel like he hates your guts?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I just felt like I was the black sheep in the family.
What would give you the impression that he hates your guts?
Oh, I don't know. I just always, you know.
Well, there must be some reason you feel he hates your guts.
Did you motorboat his wife?
No.
So why do you feel he hates your guts?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was the wrong thing I said. So, but what did you say? I love my brother, though.
What'd you say?
I say nothing.
Did he bring something up that he was upset about?
No, it's just that I think one of his coworkers called into the show, and when I'm brought up, he kind of like
one of his coworkers called into the show and said what?
That my brother is kind of dismissive when I'm brought up.
And doesn't like to talk about you.
I guess so.
And that makes you believe that your brother hates your guts?
Sometimes.
Has your brother said anything to you about anything on the show?
No, he just says I need to stop off with the stupid stuff. Which...
Like what?
Everything.
What's what?
So,
like what? Being on the show? Does he want you to quit the show?
That's been talked about in my family.
Oh, really? By who? The whole family or your dad, your mom?
We'll leave it at that.
There you go.
What do you mean? Who's talked about it?
My parents have thinking that, you know, I've sometimes done a few things that kind of embarrass the family, you know, on the radio when I talk about them.
This is before or after you were arrested for getting a prostitute?
No, that was before the arrest for the prostitution was like 25 years ago.
So working on the show has embarrassed the family?
No, it's when I brought up the fact that I had a half sister. And my parents were this very is
what that's upset. What they're upset about? Out of everything?
That's the big thing. My mother still hasn't forgiven me for that.
She posts about it.
Yeah. She posted on Facebook so that anyone can see this.
Yeah.
That she has a daughter. So what if you mentioned it?
But
she posted
I don't know,
in public. That's actually how we found out about it.
She posted
it. That's basically what I try to tell her.
Does she understand how Facebook and the internet works?
Yeah, my parents understand the internet.
I don't think so. Because when you post, you have a daughter, and it's Mother's Day, and you have a secret daughter that you don't want anyone to know about, you don't post that on Facebook.
I don't know, but that's why I try to reason with her, with the, give her that reason. They found out through the Facebook main timeline, wasn't, you know.
But who does she, okay, so who's she worried about finding out that she has a half-daughter? Probably your close friends and relatives, right? If you're posting it to Facebook, you're posting it directly to your close friends and relatives. Yeah. Nobody didn't, we didn't unearth anything, and nobody found out about this from
you
us.
You already knew about this secret daughter. Cliff, your dad already knew about this secret daughter that your mom had, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
So what if this? I mean, I don't get it.
I'm just telling you how my parents are. That's all there is to it. I mean, I love my parents and everything, you know. I try to, you know.
Well, maybe, wait a second. Why don't you flip the tables here? Maybe you should hate your mother for keeping secret that you had a secret sister for 40 years of your life. You have a half-sibling that she kept secret and kept from the family. Why should she hate you? You should hate her.
Well, I can't. I'm not that kind of person.
I'm just saying.
Oh. But I just wanted to just say, like I said, all I want to do is to send a shout out to my older brother for his 25th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, bro.
To you and your secret wife. He probably has a couple of them, right, Jeffrey? No. All right. The aftermath will start in about 8 minutes or so on RMG Plus. We'll be live from somewhere tomorrow. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Hey, sis.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.